Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I'd rather be back at Carmen Kaboom's. I don't know about you fellas.
Oh, me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only man who wasn't complaining about the show last night at Carmen Kaboom, here is FedEx Field stadium announcer, Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I sure am glad Phil made it today. He was almost late.
Why is that?
He stopped at McDonald's to get something to eat.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Carmi and all the ships at sea. Hey, recently elected to the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Way to go, guys. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Today is Thursday, May 4, 2000. Telephone number same as yesterday, 1-877-365-3636. The raspy sound of this voice would indicate on many, many nights after a Las Vegas-style show,
yes,
that we had had a grand time.
It was absolutely dreamy.
However, today, I'm sorry, this raspy voice is from yelling at the management at the nightclub we were at last night.
We've had a lot of them. We've done a lot of shows, but we had one for the record books last night.
Oh, yeah. That was an abortion last night.
It was a tad difficult.
I'd like to apologize to the 1,500 good, right-thinking Americans that showed up expecting a regular old-fashioned Las Vegas-style show.
And I'd like to apologize to everyone.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that later. But let's start with the show first.
I know. I'm sorry.
The actual show.
Yes.
Which we tried to do.
We did. We had every intention of putting on a very good show last night.
Which they knew about.
Sure.
In advance.
Sure.
Yet still tried to F us. Listen, it's going to take a couple of seconds to explain everything that happened last night. So turn that music down, please.
It was really weird. That's the word I think that best describes the entire evening, because it was just not like we're used to. We've had a lot of circumstances doing those Las Vegas style shows, but last night was weird is the word, because it didn't make a lot of sense what was going on.
You know, we've been jacked to do the show. Hadn't done a show in the D.C. area for a while. There's this joint halfway between Baltimore and Washington, D.C. We've been promoting it for the last month. Excuse me, this is some of last night coming up.
Later than normal.
Well, we had a nice 90-minute break in between sets last night.
Is that how long it was?
Yes, because of negotiating. Yes, we went off stage at 10:30. And didn't get back on stage until midnight last night.
The first segment of the show was our usual good-humored attempt to entertain the masses.
Yeah, but after that, man, someone should have called Jack Kevorkian to put us out of our misery. And the audience. Let me just explain to you what happened last night. We've got a show that we do.
Right.
Where we go from city to city. And, you know, it's a Vegas-style show. And we have some ribald acts and some risque bits that we do. But we always adhere to the local community standards.
Anybody that's listened to the show knows that. And we will go into any place and we will do the show to the best of our ability that goes along with the rules and regulations for whatever liquor board or control board or cops or whatever. We'll do the show that we can do, and we won't step on any toes.
Now, when we went to Wichita, as you know, they had a strict policy because of the city ordinances in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Said no nudity at all.
Had a great time.
We said, fine. Show worked out great.
Right.
We went to this joint last night, and we had the meeting with the guy, with the green suit.
One of the guys. One of the, like, 18 guys that ran this joint.
It's like a nightclub / steakhouse, yet they had, like, 1 gazillion goddamn managers running this place.
Really more people than I think we've ever seen before the show started.
I think the guy who annoyed me the most was Bug Eyes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The Vinny Serrato of that place.
Oh, absolutely.
He walked around with his David Heinlein cordless walkie-talkie, his headset walkie-talkie.
I believe he would be the central figure, the central character in the plot.
So we arrived there last night.
Shocker. Here's the first shock of the evening. You think Buzz was late?
No,
Buzz on
was,
time.
Buzz was actually turbo late last night.
You're very late, Buzz.
I arrived. I walked into that room at 1 minute till nine.
Yeah, I know you. I know you did it. The rest of us got there like by 8:15.
That's true. Not quite that early, but
no, I think so. Okay. I think really I got there maybe 8:20.
I think you got there at 8:20. I got there about 8:25.
Mike was just moments behind, and then we started the watch on how long it would be until KOB arrived.
I got out of my car, and Charlie Broyhill said to me, Buzz is still on the Beltway in Washington.
Right.
And we were supposed to be about, half hour up the road.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing great.
Well, you know, listen, no talk of an appearance would be complete.
Of course.
Without mentioning how long it took you to get there.
Yeah. Well, I had Toya with me.
Yes,
know.
I know you did.
We had a great time.
I do want to hear about that.
She was truly smiling when she arrived.
So we get there. We're waiting for Buzz. It's Mike and I, Rob, Charlie. We're sitting in this... to call the area where they put us before the show an office would be an insult to the smallest office in America.
No, this was not even a room. This was basically... this was a stairwell.
A hallway.
Right. We were in a stairwell.
Right, but between the kitchen and a balcony area.
And
right.
and pressed up against two bathroom doors.
So we were sitting around there. And it was us, and it was the sales lady from the station in Baltimore, Brittany.
The very young, brand new sales lady, I believe 21 years old.
Mm-hmm. Here she was crying before the end of the evening.
Yeah, that's what I have heard.
And, of course, Lisa the Nympho was there. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Wearing her leather, were they leather or vinyl pants that you were wearing?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. Something like that.
I just wanted to chime in on this real quick. When you were calling at the back of the stairwell, whatever, when Charlie and I arrived there, we were the first people there from the show, and somebody said, would you like for me to show you to the VIP area?
That was a VIP area?
Absolutely. So we walked around and there were these awful chairs that were so uncomfortable and our tilted tables where everything was sliding off of.
Did they really say the VIP area?
I swear to God,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Christ, it was a mess. Thank you. I'll call on you for testimony later, Lisa.
Good.
Because she gets involved in this story a little later.
Yes, she does.
When we start telling you about how they were trying to constrict us up on stage.
Oh, man.
So we're sitting around in this area, and back comes Mike the CP comic and Mike the blind comic with his guide dog.
Right.
And Dennis comes in wearing his suit. With a big bag of disposable diapers.
You're talking about an area that can accommodate probably three people comfortably, and we've got probably, at this point, we've got nine people back
right,
here.
And it's cramped, and in the meantime, there's the board operator from the radio station in Baltimore there. There's the goofy sales guy from the Baltimore station. Dave is there.
There are offices upstairs, so people are constantly, where I'm sitting, crawling over me to get upstairs. This is going on, and, there are people I still can't identify. I don't know what they were doing back
but
there.
At this point, it's all still kind of fun. Because it's like a carnival. I'm just looking over Mike and I'm saying, look, here we go. Here's Mike the blind comic. There's Mike the CP comic. There's Dennis Murphy. Here's the people from the radio station in Baltimore. Where's Buzz yet? We're laughing. We're having a grand time.
Mike the blind comic was basically doing his whole act for me, sitting next to me. Mike the blind comic, who I determined looked a little bit like Tom Arnold.
A little.
And he was he had the Tom Arnold fidginess, with his guide dog.
You know, you haven't lived until you've been sitting behind a blind guy
right.
while he's talking to one of your friends. Because I don't know how many times Mike would look up at me. I would just put the finger right out right next to this guy's face. And he just had, of course he had no idea.
I think at one point he was telling me, he was on his 15th joke, and I was looking at him, and I knew you were looking at me, and I kind of looked at him, and I just went... But he knows it. He knows exactly what's going on there.
Sure.
Well, as much as a blind guy can know exactly what's going on. And then he had Mike the CP comic, who was getting ready. They were both very nervous.
Yeah, they were like performing their monologues.
They were very excited.
They were nervous.
Right.
So, but anyway, all that was good. There was no problem with that. There was a nice little before the show energy happening.
Right.
And then that energy immediately got squashed when the parade of nincompoops from this nightclub came in. And you had the guy with the headset, the wireless headset.
Right.
You had the guy who looked like Rosie O'Donnell's gay band leader, the guy with the goatee. And then you had the old guy with the lime green suit who had, who I guess was his daughter, who he's bought breast implants for. He was there with some floozy, okay?
I'll refer to him as the tone setter. He was the tone setter for the entire evening.
So they come back, and the guy with the bug eyes says to me, Okay, listen, here's the deal. The liquor board man is here. Here's the man from the liquor board. He was standing there also. We have a few rules and regulations. We can have no tea, no A.
I just remember that guy. This guy's trying to be hip, right? He's trying to appear to be a tough guy when he's giving us the... And so he uses all the dirty words. But you know when a guy uses the dirty words and it sounds like he's forcing the dirty words?
Right.
And when he was looking at Don and he's saying, here, we no T, no P, no C, you know, and he's giving all the... And we're just rolling our eyes going, oh,
Jesus Christ,
please.
Okay, so he goes through all of the various descriptions of body parts that can't be seen on stage. Mm-hmm. And I looked him right in the eye and I said, no problem. All that we ask is that you have your bouncers up on stage with big tablecloths or beach towels, and on the occasion that some body part does slip out, just have you guys come right up on stage and cover people up. That's how we've handled it in the past.
It was after that that you said something along the lines of, we adhere to whatever community standards you have. We'll we'll do whatever. We just want to make it a good evening. And that was the sentence. We'll do whatever you need. And at that moment,
the guy in the green leisure suit
looks at Don and says, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, it's my livelihood here. It's my, you know, this is my livelihood.
You'll be able to go home tonight.
But this is my livelihood.
But I've got to come back here tomorrow.
So right away, we knew that things were going to be a little bit hinky.
Well, this is right after you had said to him, hey, whatever. We'll do whatever you want us to do.
We'll do whatever you want, but still. And even after we said that, you know, they wanted to hang around and lecture us for a while more about this. Now, why you would bring our show to your nightclub, to your venue, when you know what we do,
yeah,
and then you're not willing to play along with, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that maybe they figured out nobody goes to this joint. They pull 1,500 people there on a Wednesday night. Maybe we'd be such gigantic robo-pussies that we would just say, okay, you know, whatever you want, which is actually what we started out doing. We started out saying, listen, whatever community standards you want us to live up to, we will.
And what we always say is we'll get up there and make an announcement to the effect of, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do. If you do this, you're going to be removed. There'll be people up here that are going to remove you. That's what we say before. That's really, you're covered when you say that. And if somebody, and if you've got your staff members up on stage to cover anybody up, if they do something, that, you know, we've got the situation handled. We've done it that way many, many times. And we've gone in and done these shows where people don't get crazy like that and take their clothes off if they're told not to.
So we get up on stage. We go up on stage about 9 o'clock. And we start doing the show. And it's like a regular show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We're bringing everybody up. They got upset that Cheryl the Big Dyke lifted her shirt up for a second.
She just can't contain herself.
You know,
no.
How anybody in their right mind could be titillated by that?
I don't think that even counts as nudity.
No, and that's exactly what I say, too. It doesn't.
You would be remiss if you didn't mention the size of the stage.
Oh, yeah, they had us on a stage that was maybe as big as this control board.
Yeah, you really couldn't pass two people. The depth of it was maybe like 18 to 20 inches.
That would be a record holder. We've worked on some small stages, but that was
absolutely
the smallest we've had. Especially coming off of Wichita, where we had that huge stage, and it was just like a three-ring circus. And that's what our show is. It's a three-ring circus. We need a lot of room up there.
It wasn't even really a stage.
Right.
It was like an area, I think, where they have girls dance sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up in this little cramped area, and we started doing the show. We're bringing everybody up, and fun stuff is happening, and then it's time. This is the first instance where they put the brakes on us. It's time to liquid latex some girls' boobs.
Uh-huh.
So girls from the crowd come up, and Toya and Lisa are debating whether they're going to do it. Lisa says she'll do it if Toya does it.
Right.
Toya says she'll do it if Lisa does it.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz is standing there with a gleam in his eye because he's going to get to put liquid latex on like five different girls' set of boobs.
Wow. Paintbrush at the ready, getting all set to go, do what he loves to do at those shows.
And again now, because I'm thinking we're adhering to the standards, I get the girls up there and I say, okay, now what you have to do is turn around with your backs to the stage so nobody can see anything.
Right.
Lift up your shirt and let Buzz paint your breasts. Now, doing it like that, nobody could see anything.
That's what I thought.
But right away, here we go. There's the old guy in the green suit, the guy with the goatee, the guy with the headset. They start screaming, no can do, absolutely not, cannot do this. So we start engaging in a screaming match with these guys. We're on stage, they're over in the disc jockey booth, and we're saying, but the girls are turned around. Nobody can see anything.
Then on stage, we decided to make a compromise. We said, well, how about they go back, to the other room. They're not even going to be in the bar area, and then they get latex. So we actually, at that point, we had gotten another woman from the crowd who was going to go along with it.
With gigantic jugs.
Huge.
Heather. Just big, big, big bitties.
And they sent this lady and Buzz offstage. We sent Buzz and this lady with the big boobs offstage, and about 5 seconds later, they come back and they say, we can't do it.
Right.
We can't do that.
Now, that's ridiculous. That really is ridiculous. You're talking about Buzz applying liquid latex to girls' boobs.
Right.
Where nobody sees it going on, and when they come out, it appears that they have, like, a bathing suit on.
Well, you're talking about latex, which really is almost like wearing a spandex top. You're completely covered. You are completely covered. Yes, it's clinging, and you can see, but if you do it the right way...
Mm-hmm.
We've done that show in other places where that has counted, and you couldn't see the naked breast, but you could see the latexed breast.
But these guys were so freaking uptight.
Everybody's trying to interpret, you know, First of all, there are no hard and fast rules about this. We're not getting anything definitive. It's just they're basically saying nothing.
Once again, the Liquor Control Board was saying, we're not going to tell you what you can and can't do. Just do the show, and if anything goes wrong, we'll take action. Well, you know, how do you live? How do you operate under a deal like that?
That's not fair to the people that own the place. And I that's the only thing I'm going to say nice about that. Because that is.
I will say nothing nice about them. No. They blow. They can kiss my big pimply ass.
But he did say that if it.
I mean, now that place is a dive. God, I hope a big crack opens up in the earth and just swallows up Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland. I hope the place goes kaboom. I'm serious. God damn, what a dive.
Well, he did say that if it came on like cloth, if it went on like cloth, that was okay, but that if it looked like paint, that wasn't.
Now,
and
who's
at that
making
point,
that call? You know,
who says
wondering.
That?
That
was the Liquor Control Board guy.
Oh, there's a Liquor Control Board guy.
At which point the manager of the place said, no, then forget it. It's off. It's out.
All right, so, you know, they're already effing with us like that. And again, we tried to bend over backwards and say, we'll bring the girls off stage and let Buzz do this. And then they say no.
You know, and one of the things also that's at issue here is, if that's the case, let us know, you know, you say 150 times on the air,
what we're going to do.
Right. Pay attention enough to let us know exactly, because we've done that too. Mm-hmm. If you tell us that before we go on stage, we can deal with it. We got plenty of stuff to do.
Or if they had told us that before we announced the appearance, and then they heard it and they said, hey, we don't want you to do that. You know what we would have done? We would have canceled the appearance.
Right.
We would have said, listen, if you're going to keep it that tight, I'm sorry. You know, maybe you'd be better off getting, you know, another show.
Absolutely.
So we go through all this crap. We bring Dennis up. Thank God one of the good things about the evening was seeing Dennis slip into his adult diaper, which he had to use duct tape and electrical tape to secure around his belly.
Yes, it was a very petite-sized adult diaper.
Toya actually fed him the chili on stage, a la like feeding a kid out of a can,
right.
Like a mommy, you know, with a big spoon saying, you know, okay, here comes the airplane, open your mouth.
Really resembled, a hawk feeding its young, just a tiny little baby bird sitting in the nest. That's the way Dennis was. That's the way Dennis was feeding last
time. Hi, Carmi.
Here's Carmi, the CBS hawk.
So Dennis is being fed by Toya, and he's out there in the diaper, and we do the semi-nude feud, and the whole time that we're doing the semi-nude feud, even though there are guys and girls who are just stripping down to their underwear.
Yeah, and on the semi-nude feud, normally what we like to have a table in the middle so they can hit the table. We don't have any room at all to get all these people up there. Everybody is crammed up on that stage. And in order to indicate if they're guessing on the family feud, they have to hit themselves in the forehead.
So even with all this, I don't know if you caught this while this is going on, the guy with the headset's coming over and saying to me, that girl's bra is too see-through. And I said, wait a minute. The girl's wearing a bra.
Right.
The girl has a bra on. He says, I can see her nipple through the bra.
You know something? I think he's out of line there, because I think if somebody wants to walk into a place and they're covered and they're wearing something sheer, that's their prerogative.
Mm-hmm. So he's yelling at me while we're doing this game, and we get done with the first half of the show with the Homo Joe and Dennis in the diaper and the semi-nude feud, and we start soliciting for the big finale, the underwear fashion show. And we leave, and we go back to this community area where we're hanging out, and that's when things fall apart. Now, we normally take, what is it, 15 or 20-minute break?
Maybe. I mean, it's usually tops 20 minutes.
Well, we get back there, and immediately, these guys are like ants on a piece of sugar. These guys, they all come running over, all the people from the club, and they all want to say, you've gone too far, you can't do this. You can't go back out and do this again. When you go out, you have to say specifically, do not take your clothes off. And we started arguing and saying, listen, that's what we said.
We said that very clearly. We made that very clear at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Meanwhile, the VIP area is equally crowded again. And at this point, we both are like, "Can we? Is there some place we can go where there's just a little bit more room just to chill out for a little, so we don't have 500 people? So we go upstairs to another waiting area where Don's in an office and I'm sitting in a hallway. Meanwhile,
I was in a closet, Mike. It was a closet. It really was, where there was hanging coats and stuff.
Right. Meanwhile, Charlie Broyhill apparently is getting the full-fledged assault downstairs regarding what we're doing. But the thing that amazed me about this is that the first segment of the show was fine. We adhered to everything except for Cheryl the Dyke, who did it on her own.
And you can't count her breasts as sexual. I'm sorry. You can't. They're big and sloppy and oogie looking, and they're veiny.
But like we'd agreed and like you'd said to the people, there were guys at either side of the stage. As soon as she flashed, they covered her up, and that was it. But she was not encouraged to do that.
Right. So we're going through this crap where they start coming up, and Broyhill comes up, and he says, okay, listen, they're very concerned about the second half of the show, that they don't want any nudity at all. We said, well, we told them that's the case. And then it starts growing hair.
Starts getting a tad ugly.
Then you've got the old guy with the lime green suit who comes upstairs, and again with the lecture, this is my place. I have to come back here tomorrow. You get to leave tonight, but this is my place. And then somebody says that here's the way that they're going to do it. They will allow us to go back out on stage to do the rest of the show, but they're going to hold our checks.
They're going to stop payment on our checks.
Yeah, they're going to stop payment on the checks if they don't like the way that the second half of the show goes.
Uh-huh. That's what they said to Charlie Broyhill. Charlie comes up and he tells us this, that they have said, you can go on, but if anything goes wrong. Now, first of all, when you're dealing with human beings, we can tell people to do so much. But when there are people, you're interacting with a crowd of people, we can't control what people are going to do. We can't do that. So, don't hold us up like that.
We can do what they ask. We can say, please don't take your clothes off. If you take your clothes off, you're going to be asked to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, beyond that, you're having a show with people coming up on stage taking off their clothes for money. If you don't want a show like that, don't book our show into your goddamn nightclub.
That's right.
So, I mean, it was 90 minutes of arguing.
In our show, let me tell you something. We have a great time at these shows. But to get uptight about the kind of show we do is truly, truly ridiculous. And I'll tell you, this is a situation where I guess our reputation precedes us, and they make more of it than it should be, because I'll tell you right now, we just have a great time with our listeners at these shows. People get wild, they get crazy, but when they go home, everybody's like, hey, that was great, that was
fun. Mm-hmm. Right, everybody generally has a good time at our Las Vegas
and the
shows.
Negative energy that they're laying on Charlie Broyhill at this time is pretty overwhelming.
And now the break time, which we normally take 15, 20 minutes, now it's gone to a half hour, now it's gone to 40 minutes, now it's an hour since we've been on stage, because frankly, we're not going to go back out there when they're telling us that we can't do the type of show that we want to do.
Right.
Mike's in there arguing with the guy. Charlie's arguing with the guy. I'm hanging over the ledge, and I'm just walking, watching people walk out.
Yeah.
I'm saying goodnight to people. Yeah. I'm hanging over the edge of this balcony, and they're saying, are you coming back out? We said, well, I don't know. They're effing with us. Thank you for coming, though. So I'm like waving at people, telling people, goodbye. Thanks for coming. I'm sorry this is so effed up, because this place is such a mess.
90 minutes this is going on, right? This negotiation.
So we go back on stage. 90 minutes later, we get on stage. We do the underwear fashion show. Oh, incidentally, Dennis did crap his pants.
We all knew that. A lot of us only knew it after Dennis left the stage area.
There was...
Oh, my God.
There was an odor.
Yes.
The odor of BM, which lingered behind in this hot, sticky nightclub for maybe 20 minutes after Dennis walked off the stage.
The key was Dennis, once he successfully completed the experiment, Dennis did not just jump off the stage. He sat down on the stage first, squish, squish, and then made his way, back to his, I guess, into his car, and he drove home.
I did find a guy in the crowd who did want the soiled diaper, and Rob was telling me he believes that he saw Dennis actually handing off the item to the guy after the show.
I want to try and paint a picture if I can. It was afterwards when everyone's sort of milling out, everyone goes their separate ways, and I look and I see Dennis
in his, and you have to admit, Dennis looked pretty good in his suit at the beginning of the evening.
Yes, his today's man suit.
He came out and he had the suit, pants, and coat. The shirt was on but untucked.
Yes.
And the tie was still tied but very loose. And maybe not even under the collar. So he put himself together hastily.
Was Dennis on stage during the entire 90-minute break? Was he standing up there?
I'm told he danced for a while.
Oh, did he really? Yeah.
In his diaper. Dung-filled diaper?
Yes. And then I saw him approach someone behind the nightclub and hand him what appeared to be the plastic packaging that the diaper came in.
Oh, my God. That guy's got to call the show today.
This was an awkward moment, and I have to think the man who received that diaper had thought it was a better idea last night than he did this morning. That's just my thought.
So we go out to do the second half of the show after a 90-minute wait, and we get out there, and then we engage in a little discussion on the stage about, at that point, we're honest with everybody in the crowd.
We're telling them what the deal is.
There's still about 1,000 people left out of 1,500, and we say, listen, they don't want us to do the type of show that we've advertised we're going to do, so we can either stay or we can just walk off the stage now. And, like anytime you try to do anything with a group of people,
you say, how many of us to stay?
How many people think we should go? It's impossible. So we're going back and forth on this. So finally we said, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to stay and do the rest of the show.
Right.
And if they F with us, they're going to F with us. But if you're pissed about this, and you should be pissed about it because they're not letting us do the type of show we advertised, then we urge you now to leave. And at that point, I guess maybe 5 people left.
It was pretty funny because they left as though they had been commanded to do so. When you said, if you feel that way, you can leave right now. And about 7 people hit that exit at a dead run. Everybody else stayed, but those people, I just saw a steady stream.
Those are the devotees, Mike. Yes. Those are diehards.
People with principle.
Right. So we get up and we start doing the rest of the show, and these guys are uptight. And in the 90 minutes in between the first and the second segment, one of the things I said to these guys is, I said, listen, we'll go back out, we'll do the rest of the show, because we don't want to let these people down, but we're going to talk about what bastards you are. We're going to talk about how you have just no balls at all, and why the hell did you book us here? And we're going to talk about you tomorrow on the radio, and we're never going to forget you. We're never going to let it go. And they were fine with that. They said, that's fine. Just no T, no A, no P, no C.
It was the most exhausting exercise to even get back out there for the second act. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous.
So we got out there, and then of course, some girls managed to take their clothes off.
Yeah, one girl just we don't see that coming, but they covered her up as soon as she did, and she was escorted off the stage.
But it was a mess. Normally we go, we do these shows, we have a great time, we get to meet a lot of people, everybody leaves feeling good. I think just about everybody left that show last night pissed off.
Yeah, not me.
The people who were there were pissed. We were pissed. I bet the people who ran the place were happy that they sold a bunch of their $10 beers last night.
All I know is that experience, because, I'm not going to say that these people weren't notified as to what kind of show we do. I think they were.
They really were.
And to know what we do and to go through that exercise was just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It was way too long an evening. I've never been more frustrated in my life doing one of these Las Vegas-style shows.
Why bring us out there?
Right.
Why bring us out? And the other thing that's a pisser is that they had the goddamn meeting with us like we're 5-year-olds before the show. When we said, fine, we'll do it the way you want. Then we get out there, and they start changing the rules on us.
Absolutely.
While we're out there. And then, they come with all this crap with, we'll just stop payment on the check if the show doesn't go the way we like. And
we don't play that game at all. We really don't play that game at all.
What assurances do we have from you that no girls will take their... We said, we can't give you any assurances. We'll go out and we'll say, don't take your tops off. What do you want?
When the one guy, the Undertaker, was saying something all about, Donald's encouraging nudity. I said, no, he wasn't. And it was ridiculous.
Oh, is it talking about when Cheryl took her shirt off?
Yeah.
Please.
That's what they were talking about. And, the fact is, we said, have your people up on stage, which they were. Have your people cover up if anybody does that, which they did. Mm-hmm. It amounts to somebody just going, and flashing the crowd. And it's Cheryl.
Right. Take a look at those breasts. No offense, my darling, if you're listening right now. But please, God damn. It was just a CF of the highest regard. Hello, Z.
Yes.
You're on the air.
F. Carmen Kaboom.
Right, were you there?
Yes, I was, unfortunately.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
No, hey, it's not your guys' fault. Those guys, not only were the managers and the owners a bunch of dicks, did you see the bouncers?
Well, I had no problem with the bouncers. They seem to be very nice.
Well, they seem to be doing their job.
Well, I don't know. There's this one guy who was there. He was walking towards the stage, and you know, I have to go down those two little steps. Well, I guess he took a misstep or something, and he stumbled down those stairs, and one of the bouncers grabbed him and told him he has to leave. He's too drunk. The guy didn't look drunk at all. He didn't have a drink in his hand.
Well, let me tell you something. I was really sorry that I missed that step.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that guy Mike?
Hello. Well, you know, these shows have a rhythm, and once that rhythm's broken.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, buddy.
This is that Asian dude in the front, big head.
Oh, the big head Asian man. Hi, how you doing?
I love you. You guys have been to, that's not the first show you've been to, right?
It's John Kim, the John Kim show.
Yeah, John Kim
John
show.
John Kim show. Let's say something. Asians love us.
I tell you, and I love having those guys. You know, I hope when you guys come to a Las Vegas-style show, if we do one again, I hope that you guys are in the front row every single time, because it's great to see you guys.
And they're great. If you're going to stereotype Asian guys,
yes,
you would pick these guys. They got the glasses, the haircut, the big buck teeth.
No, loving, thanks.
Loving every the big buck teeth.
I have to say, although I don't like chocolate, Toya did give me a rise in my Levi's. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah, okay.
I want to tell you.
All right.
Wow. All right, you sexed up Chinaman.
All right, to pay homage to you and to kill Carmen Kaboom, I'd like to, since you guys like multilingualism, I'd like to tell them off in two other languages, if that's...
What are the languages?
Arabic.
Yes.
And Tagalog, which is Filipino.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Arabic is...
Just do the Filipino.
Just the Filipino?
Yeah.
Aku sa sa titi itaw kayan tamud, which translates to, I masturbate my penis, you drink my
bean. Okay. All right. Thank you. So let me hear that again, please, for Carmen Kaboom.
Aku sa sa titi itaw kayan tamud.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Well, Robbie, transcribe that, please, if we ever call the Filipino. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Took a buddy of mine last night who's about to get married. It's like a kind of pseudo bachelor party to the Las Vegas style show. Gotta
right.
tell you, we enjoyed it even though there was all that CF going on. But we were wondering when we left, why didn't you just kick the crap out of that guy? Like, we had buddies there. We were going to back you up.
Why did we kick the crap out of what guy? The manager?
The smarmy guy with the goatee.
Well, I think you're underestimating the level of physical cowardice that exists.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we can express our displeasure, but no, there was no, you know, no desire for that to happen. We were just pissed off that everything was going the way it was
We
going.
Settle our battles here,
yes.
Where cowards do, behind the microphone.
In well, my area of the bar was ready to riot.
I want
to
tell you right now, though, my trembling fist is balled up in fury right now as I hide behind this microphone.
That's the end of the round.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
Goodbye. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I tell you, I was right by the Asian guy during the 90-minute break.
Yes.
And my God, he kept us all entertained.
Hey, he's an entertaining guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, guys, the other guy said that the bouncers were being a bunch of dicks. And all I know is the two of them that were on stage, I was up in front, were actually very, very cool.
Yeah. I thought they were, too.
They were.
I thought they were good guys.
They were good guys. The guys with the shaved heads, they could not have been nicer, I thought.
Yeah. And I guess after last night, we all know that, I guess to get away from the ABC board, they just have to keep it to the two big cities. Because they don't really give a damn what the hell goes on.
And you know, it wasn't the ABC board. It was
liquor control.
One guy,
something like that.
One guy from, was it liquor control or the liquor
LCB
board? Or
liquor control
like
board.
That.
They all have the, you know, every area has its little jurisdictions. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
How you doing?
You know, maybe we should just get those ABC guys laid before the show. Just have a girl come out of the crowd and just lay them before the show. And then they say, listen, just lay off.
Yeah, send them a gift.
Yeah.
Send them a lovely gift.
Hello?
Still be too uptight, man.
Pardon me?
Their asses would still be too uptight.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well said. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? I got a theory as to why those guys kept you around so long. They wanted to sell more $10 beers. Isn't it obvious to you guys?
Gee, do you think?
The longer they keep you there, the more $10 beers they can sell.
No, no, no. They weren't keeping us there. It was not a it was not a master plan on their part. I know that they were selling beer for $10, and that I apologize for.
Mm.
I mean, the reason that there was a 90-minute lapse between the sets was because...
You guys were arguing.
Because we were screaming our heads off at them back there.
Right, but you don't think deep down they might have had a master plan?
No, they're not. No, trust me. Listen, take a look at that place. Take a look at that place. Do you think those guys are smart?
All right.
Look at that dump. Look at that dump. Guys, please.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Enjoy your show.
You know. I'm gonna call. Who's the people who go and check for rats and stuff in the health department? Yeah, I'm gonna call the health department and have them give that place the once over. Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey Don, hey Mike.
Hey buddy,
how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you know that they did advertise you guys on April 13th of our local paper here, saying a risque off-air version of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd say this has been advertised for a long time. We just don't understand why it had to be that way. And I'll tell you unequivocally, it did not have to be that way. Yeah. It really didn't.
It's their fault. It really is.
It's all a question of, you know, looking at somebody and said, this is the way we do it, we will adhere to it, and it wasn't good enough for them.
Well, that's unfortunate because, you know, you got a lot of listeners here in Columbia. I'm 3 minutes away from the club, and I just had a real bad feeling that that's what they were going to do to you.
Well, why didn't you call yesterday and tell us then?
I tried to get through. I couldn't.
All right. Thank you.
Take care, Don and Mike.
All right. Goodbye. Please, you could have given us some advance warning on that. I would have got home at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, that sucks for you guys, and everybody was there. Listen, you know how much those liquor guys make for an annual salary? Maybe 25 grand. Have brains. Pull them out to the back. Tell them to count T's, A's, P's, and C's to get... $10 a tee, 2 for $15. You got $50.
Talking about
C.
About bribing the liquor control board,
yes,
guys.
Very good.
There you go. All right.
Thank you.
That would be wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just spell it out, sir.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hola.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, the 90-minute break was a little too much for me. Unfortunately, I did leave before things got going.
Yeah, I know a lot of people did, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. I've seen you guys at a lot of other shows, and I mean, going all the way back to those old days at that other station. And I got to say that he got hosed, but it's because of a little thing called Howard County. And unfortunately,
I heard that mentioned
back to Howard County.
I heard that mentioned last night.
But you know what I'd like to point out?
Yeah.
You know that place right off Route 100?
Mm-hmm.
That's also Howard County. Yes, it is.
Cancun Cantina?
No, not Cancun Cantina. There's another. Okay. I know we've been in that neck of the woods before.
Yeah, I think we have.
Where we have done shows, where we've had the same limitations put on us, and where everybody has left happy.
And it's the same standards, too. I mean, it's the same exact standards, right. And we do a great show. It doesn't make any sense. And apparently there was the way I understood it, there was a phone call. It might have been a phone call from the police. That started this ball rolling and got the owner of the place all just in a lather. Mm. I think that's what started the whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. It's silly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, this is Larry calling from D.C., man.
Yes, Larry.
One of your few brothers who actually listens to this show. I really love you guys.
Oh, I want to tell you something. You would have been at home last night at this show. I mean to tell you that it was a perfect ethnic mix last night.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah?
This show is a melting pot, sir.
Many handsome brothers, beautiful sisters, Asian men, Aryan boys.
Yes.
Big-breasted American women with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids that climb on rocks.
I hear you. if anything, I'll just miss the fact that I didn't get a chance to see Toria's breasts.
Well, nobody did. Except maybe Buzz.
Buzz did on the car.
And I do want to ask Buzz about that.
Okay. Well, I have a question. What about nudity ordinances? Do you all research that before you actually go to places?
No,
of course not.
Thank you.
It's not our job.
Goodbye, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I live out here in Wichita, and you guys had a show out here a month or so ago.
Right.
And KFH was giving away tickets at every liquor store and gas station in the world. And I was going to say I was a little pissed off because we couldn't even get tickets when we went to the Cotillion.
Well, listen, I just want to say for those who made it to that show in Wichita.
Are you complaining about something that happened a month ago? Or?
Well, yeah, but you have to bear with me.
No, I don't have to bear with you. But those who went to the show in Wichita last month where they have severe, strict anti-nudity ordinances,
mm-hmm.
they got a better Las Vegas-style show
yes.
than the people in Howard County, Maryland got last night.
Amen. One of the reasons for that is that we weren't required to stand on the head of a pin.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, why don't you guys keep your show in Southeast D.C. where you can do anything?
Well, because we don't want to get our cars stolen. Thank you, though. Thank you. Goodbye.
The reasons for everything.
Goodbye. Heather. Hello, Heather.
Yes.
Oh, hey, this is the girl with the giant jugs
right.
who was supposed to be latexed by Buzz last night.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. Man, I wish we could have seen your boobs all latexed up.
I was really trying.
She wanted to.
I know.
She did.
You know, there was at one point, management threatened not to let me back in. You had sent Heather and I backstage for me to paint her there. And management told me that if I painted her, even if she didn't come back in that condition, that if I painted her anywhere, that they would not allow either her or me back into the building.
How backwards is that?
Messed up.
Yeah.
That's my first show. I had a good time, even though I couldn't get painted, though.
Well, Heather, you should come somewhere that's not quite so Nazi-oriented.
Here you are.
The next time we do a show, which will not be at Carmen Caboon's, but please bring yourself and those gigantic milkshake machines of yours up on stage again.
Yeah, they deserve to be seen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll definitely do that.
Thank you, Heather.
Have a good guy.
Bye-bye. Love you. Thank you.
Lovely Heather.
Yes.
Man.
She jiggled all the way up to the stage after she volunteers.
Big, gigantic... Just rotundities.
Yeah, the crowd loved her.
Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, Buzz, what was the deal with Toya and Lisa? That they were both, at one point, going to get their boobs latexed. I think even when they were up on stage with their backs facing the audience, I actually undid Toya's bra from the back.
Toya was willing. God bless Toya. She was ready to go, but she said only if Lisa joined her. And Lisa considered it and almost said yes and then backed out.
Yeah, was that I also contribute to, you know, to I attribute rather to the mood of the evening.
Oh, sure.
You know, that if we were in Wichita and that was it, I would have been, immediately.
So what happened on your drive up with Toya?
Well, we just talked. You know, she's so charming, and we just talked and talked and talked. We told stories about our childhoods and just had a wonderful, wonderful time.
This man is lying.
Was there any, could you give us a specific reason that you arrived 30 to 35 minutes later?
Yes, I'll give you two reasons.
Than everybody else, when we all left at the same time.
One, we stopped at the McDonald's from hell. I'm not a big fan of McDonald's, but I hate this one next to the radio station viciously. And we had to stop there anyway because
Buzz has a legitimate, as someone who has frequented that, you've been by that one.
Yeah.
I believe we have the worst McDonald's in the continental United States.
All right, but that doesn't account for a half hour and the 35 minutes behind
it. No, that was maybe 15 minutes. And then we were driving along, and because Toya is so charming and because we were having a wonderful conversation, I sailed right past the interchange to get off of 66 onto 495.
Oh, God.
Are you sure there wasn't a little,
you got that point.
Got him chatting, did you, Toya? Did he get a little chatty on the way?
We had a really good conversation.
Mm-hmm. What did you talk about?
We were just talking
about his belt buckle?
No.
The button of his pants? The color of underpants he had on?
No, that was on the ride back.
That was on the ride back. Oh, so you rode back home with Buzzy last night also.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, coming and going.
Really?
How's that?
Did Marcia smell your fingers last night when you got home, Buzz?
No, she didn't.
She did not. She trusts you.
Yes, very much.
She'll learn.
That's terrific.
She'll learn.
Oh, you two kids in love.
So what did you and Buzz talk about, really?
We talked about music.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about things in the past and the radio business and entertainment. You know, general stuff.
He gave you the Ted Baxter speech. It all started at a little 3,000 watt radio station.
Yes, yes, I did.
Yeah.
Toya.
Toya.
Toya, come into my car.
But
Toya.
Buzz was jamming on the way up there, though. He had a really good CD in, and it was good. It was fun.
Early, what were you playing for Toya, Buzz?
Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
Love that CD.
Happy and carefree as he just sails past his exit.
Just happened to have it in the car.
Oblivious, totally oblivious to any responsibilities or obligations to be on. Hi,
wife is
until
good.
Broyhill called.
Yeah. And then what did Broyhill yell at him because he was so late?
No, Broyhill yelled at me.
Yeah, well, you're one of his angels. That's why.
Yeah. Nothing could have happened because Broyhill called about every 2 minutes.
Yeah, Bosley Broyhill.
Yeah. Bosley.
Checking on his angels. Toya, where are you?
So how did the date end? Toya, how did the date end with Buzz?
He dropped you off.
Yeah, I came back to my car. Mm-hmm. I said thank you. I appreciate the ride up there. I had fun.
When you said thank you to Buzz, did he look at you and say, no, thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, he did.
Was there a kiss?
No.
No.
Really?
Really?
Really? Was there any of that?
No.
Oh, Buzz. But there was talk that maybe there'd be a future trip.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Buzz.
Toya.
Buzz.
Toya.
So there was never skin on skin?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever you say. That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
That's right. We had a very wholesome ride up to Columbia and back.
Very nice. Very good. All right, Toya.
Would you take a lie detector test?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Robbie, go out to Walmart
and buy the machine.
Buy me a lie detection machine.
The lie detection home kit.
Buy me, oops, hold on, the finest one they have. Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was standing right next to the Nazis, I guess they were, and most of the show, before you started screaming and yelling at them, they were laughing at the show. They were having a good time and everything.
Yes. That's where it gets confusing. I mean, I know they were. It was just a total CF. That's where the whole thing was confusing for us. You know, they seemed to be excited about having us there until the first act was over, and then they everything just went to hell.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it because the brothers are going to work it out.
I remember that guy.
All right. Thank you. You know, I still would like to hear from the guy who got Dennis's soiled duty diaper.
Yes.
And I'd also like to talk to Dennis. Because, you know, because we were so mad
right.
when we went on stage for the second part of the show, we spent maybe a half hour just screaming at these guys that own this club. I was so mad. It's making such an ass out of myself. I was actually jumping up and down.
You actually stomped your feet at one point.
I did. I was so pissed at them. Mm-hmm. Mike was pissed and we were yelling at them and he was so mad that we totally lost focus of the fact that Dennis had taken a dump.
Yes. It was really an afterthought. It's like, oh, okay, Dennis, you did? Yeah, all right, get off the stage now. And then the wafting odor descended upon us.
But I'd like to find out more about that because normally we would have taken great time mm-hmm. and detail to interview Dennis about the entire experiment.
There was simply too much going on. I think Dennis deserves props because he did, I think, keep the crowd entertained during that 90-minute break.
I think he did.
It was insanity. He was really
sitting
was.
On his stool making a stool.
And Dennis had a look of satisfaction that he'd actually done the job.
So to clear those lines, just a clear amount. And everybody just wants to tell us what a crappy place that was, but trust me, we know what a crappy place it was.
We've done it. We won't be back.
So Tappy, Touchtones right there. Time for a call. 100 and a prize package selected especially. If you get a shot at $5, Secret Sound, the brand new Secret Sound. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Mean they broadcast from Monday till Friday?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, we do.
Yep.
Hey, listen, tonight we'll be taping the 2020 downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Because Frank Gifford's not paid enough for banging that stewardess.
Right, he's got to rehash it again.
She is going back. Cunnie Lee Gifford is going back on TV tonight under the guise of selling this record mm-hmm. that she's had to print herself.
Sure.
And hawk at record stores. Under the guise of selling this record,
mm-hmm.
it's really just an excuse for her to get on TV and humiliate Giff just a little bit more.
And it's also more evidence that when she does eventually leave Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, she's going to wither up and die because mm-hmm. she needs this. This is her oxygen.
I mean, I saw the promos today, and I've seen them all week long. Diane Sawyer, the interview you've never heard before.
Yeah, he looks good. Frank looks good, doesn't he?
One-on-one with Kathy Lee and poor, neutered Frank Gifford. God, you know, I mean, listen, okay, he banged the stewardess.
Right.
He banged the stewardess, he got caught. How long ago was that? Was that about 3 years ago, four years ago?
Close to three now.
Something like that. When does the statute of limitations run out on that?
As long as she wants to be married to him, as long as he wants to be married to her, she will continue to make him pay until the day he predeceases her.
You know, that poor Sam.
Oh, and you know, what it is it's probably not even a negotiation. You know, Frank Gifford, Diane Sawyer is going to interview us. When do I have to show up?
All right, Cassie. Hello, Diane. This is the glass-encased coffin.
Hello, Frank Gifford.
That Cassie makes me sleep in.
What is it like sleeping in a glass coffin?
It's very lonely.
It looks very, very uncomfortable. Does she make you stay in it during the day?
If I've been bad, if I call her Susan, if I even mention an airline, I can't even say if we're going to fly down to Boca Raton. I can't even say, do you want to fly? If I say U.S. Air, it's an hour in the box. If I say TWA, it's an hour in the box.
The Giffords attribute their success in dealing with their crisis to Kathy's custom-made glass coffin made for Frank Gifford that they keep in their pool room.
Before I bang Susan Johnson, stewardess with the gigantic love bags, I slept in the same bed as Kathy. Now I say goodnight to Coatster and Cassidy. I kiss our dogs goodnight, and then Kathy locks me in my box.
Ask any of the Giffords' friends how they survived this tragedy, and she'll always say, the coffin. The glass coffin.
Like in Snow White.
She started with a genital cuff.
This is Snow White or Sleeping Beauty? I forget.
Sleeping Beauty.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank Gifford.
She started with a genital cuff, but frankly, I chafed. And then she said, well, how about an electric collar? Like, you know, the kind a dog wears. And then she put one of those things on my leg like convicts have to wear. And then one day she came home from work and she said, honey, I got you a present. And here it is. My big glass coffin.
Kathy Lee Gifford, on a regular basis, tells Frank, when he gets bad, sleep in the box you'll be buried in. Eats it every day.
It's very nice. It has an air hole, and it also has a giant bar, a big bar full of all kinds of water and stuff, so that when I have to urinate, she's put a catheter in there for me. And it flows right out the side. So I can actually stay in there overnight. There's a big bar with juices and various waters.
This fully functioning coffin is great for Gift to sleep in, for punishment time, and will also be used when he eventually dies.
And occasionally the family gets around and we play checkers on it. You flip it upside down and there's a giant Parcheesi board on the other side. Many times Cody says, Dad, can my friends and I play Parcheesi on your coffin?
Engraved into the glass of the coffin is the Gifford family crest and pictures of the couple's two lovely children.
I'm stricken from ever saying the word Suzanne. I also can't say the word Johnson. I can't. If she heard me, it would be a night in the box.
Night in the coffin.
I want to tell you she's awful, Diane. But can I tell you something?
Yes, go ahead, Frank Gifford.
You're a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's sitting next to you. Beware, you're going to have to spend the night in the box.
I have needs.
Oh, no, I'm a happily married woman.
Kathy.
Oh, dear. There he is, in the box that he gets punished in on a regular basis.
Kathy, please, don't do the interview in 2020, please. It was 3 years ago, Kathy.
At that moment, Frank Gifford's portion of the interview was over, and I continued my chat with Kathy Lee as Gifford struggled for air in his glass coffin before Kathy Lee turned on the air hole, opened it up, allowing him to breathe. She smiled sheepishly as her elderly husband gasped for air.
The coffin.
Thank you, Kathy, dearest.
The glass coffin.
They were honest. He is pathetic. I mean, anytime you see them interviewed together, he is truly pathetic.
That poor guy. You know, I don't think any guy should bang another woman other than his wife. But listen, he did it. He got caught.
Right.
Either you stay with him and you forgive him. You know, you don't make the rest of his life a living hell. I mean, Giff has nothing.
Just think how he must feel walking into that studio. You know, when she saw The Great Martyr, still right. Playing The Great Martyr.
Right.
It's another performance for her. Mm-hmm. It's the world according to Kathy Lee. Meanwhile, you know, old Bag of Bones is just, you know, limping in to assist his wife.
Just imagine Y.A. Tittle laughing at him.
Oh, absolutely.
All the great giants of the past. Sam Huff laughs at him. Kyle Rhodes.
Kyle Rhodes. You got those old giants down pretty good.
Is it Andy
Robustelli?
Andy Robustelli.
Andy Robustelli. Hey, look, there he is again. Look at that poor slob.
He's pussy whipped.
Unbelievable.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What is your name, please?
Lisa.
Hi there, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Gaithersburg.
Beautiful. Call 100, darling. You've won tickets for the opening night of Rent. National Theater on May 17, that's here in D.C. Get your tickets by calling Telecharge, 800-447-7400. Are you ready to go for big bucks?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have $500 online. Have you heard the new secret sound?
Yes, I have.
Beautiful.
All right.
And I guess you have an idea?
Yes.
Okay, we'll play it for you now. Good. I like this. Very assertive. Play the sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
A tired Robert Goulet.
And we wish you...
Godspeed!
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. That is not the sound of oxygen being pumped into Frank Gifford's see-through coffin in the basement of his Connecticut home.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
It sounds like a fat guy stepping on a scale.
Could you be more specific, please?
Someone jumping on a scale.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, absolutely not. Mm. Nothing to do with a fat guy, nothing to do with a scale.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
You fooled me a little bit that time.
Thank
that
you.
Was
that's,
subtle. I thought you might have
been tired.
Is that what it is?
You're just tired. I didn't tweak it up at all.
Okay, I was just thinking she might have had it there. I'm sorry.
And listen, has anybody opened their email today? Buzz,
no.
Mike, anybody open their email?
I opened email today because I have a secret admirer. Somebody who, it said I love you.
Yeah, I know everybody's mm-hmm. talked about this. I actually know somebody who opened up the email
Ooh.
That said I love you.
Don't do that.
And just, it shut down their entire computer.
It gets into your address book. And screws up everybody in your address book's mm-hmm. computer.
That's right. Yeah, so if you get an email today, in case you haven't heard this by now, I'm sure you probably have, but if you get an email and the header is, I love you,
mm-hmm.
whatever you do...
Delete it.
Don't open it up.
Delete it as soon as possible.
Got one, deleted it, and then deleted it from the trash folder. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, I never even opened it. I just deleted it, and then I went to the trash folder and deleted that, so I think I got rid of it.
Do you have any way of finding out who sent it to you?
I know who sent it to me.
Who?
It's a friend. It's a former neighbor in Chicago.
Did you call that friend? Because, I mean, this...
Not yet. I'm going to.
This might have been somebody who just had you in their address book and didn't send that, you know, send it to you automatically.
Now
this thing, that's, I mean, it's an epidemic before. She has
a bunch of people, so I don't know if she got the virus and her address book distributed
that
it or what
That is probably
happened.
What happened.
Yeah. Man, that's weird. It's scary.
So what happens when you open this up, if you click on this email that says, I love you?
Right.
Like a million little bugs come out and eat up the insides of your computer?
It overwrites all of the programs on your computer. It writes over them. It's like taking all the information that's coded on your computer, and it just writes numbers all over them, and then it also gets into your email, and it automatically goes out to everybody else that's in your address book.
Yeah.
That's why it moves so quickly, and that's why you've had entire governments that have shut down the email office.
Right, D.C. did that today.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just weird the way something like this can destroy, just completely shut down computers everywhere.
The White House shut down its computers for a couple hours. The FBI is now investigating, and yeah, this thing is spreading like wildfire.
Well, thank God my computer was not shut down by this virus, because one good thing about being out so late last night,
uh-huh.
we didn't even leave this joint last night until like 12:30, quarter to 1. The one good thing that happened was I was driving back home, and I listened to RonandFez.com.
Oh, yes.
Which is a show that's on our New York station and also heard here.
Yes, darn fine one, too.
Two guys with higher voices than us.
Hey, how you doing, Fez? Hey, Ron.
And they were talking about a website that I looked up today, which is the friggin' grossest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
It is scatlover.com.
Oh.
Scatlover. As in scatological.
Okay.
And I could only bear to go on the front page of it.
Mm.
Because there's a guy, there are all these little pictures, and you can click to make them bigger. And in the upper left, I clicked on the one on the upper left, and it's a guy who has an orangey substance all over his face and all over his shoulders. And right on top of him are two pillows. And, I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, somebody has, you mean it's shower time?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, but not golden showers, though.
Oh, really?
It's
the bad place?
Yes, and what's coming out is more of a pumpkin-y color.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And I thought, you know...
What's the expression on the guy's face? Does he look like the guy that wanted Dennis's diaper?
True joy.
Oh, God.
True joy. Now, you know what?
Oof.
I'll give those guys a plug today, because I finally heard something on the radio that I found useful.
There you go. Absolutely.
When I went to scatlover.com.
Oh, God.
I go there now, Buzz.
All right. Well,
I'm there right now.
go there now.
Now, you said that's one of like a whole bunch of pictures?
Yes. Yeah. That's the only one that I could bear to look at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Fascinating.
And apparently...
it'll end up on David Heinlein's email, that's for sure.
Apparently there's a whole genre of related websites.
Really?
For scat lovers.
And is it that specific fetish?
That's right.
On all of the photographs?
That's, as far as I can tell. You got it there, Father Time?
I'm looking at the hourglass now.
Oh, all right, so we're waiting for it to load.
Right. So did you check the website out when you got home, or did you wait till the morning? Tell the truth.
When I got home. Like at 1:30 in the morning.
It was that
like
good.
Like a perv.
So running upstairs.
So freaking tired, and I was mad about the way the show turned out. And I was like, you know what? I just need to chill out for a second. Let me go to catlover.com.
Well, it sounds to me like that's quite a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
You know?
You got it yet, Father Time?
It's coming up now. Here we go. Oh, yes. Personal images of S.
Do you see the upper left-hand corner?
The screen is still gray. The page is loading now. Here we go.
Let me know when you get the picture in the upper left-hand corner.
Okay.
Oh. This
pumpkin-y
is bad.
Color.
It was bad. Very bad.
Very bad.
Pumpkin-y color. You describe it so well with such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, wanted to explain to you a little bit more about that virus and what it's doing out there.
No, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, very good.
I always get lots of computer guys calling the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, honestly, I could care less to talk about the virus. That's what I was calling about. But, listen, hairy armpits and golden showers, my only two kinks. Go to richardrealm.com, and you can pretty much drill down on any webpage, or rather, any nastiness you can imagine.
Okay.
They have them all nicely sorted.
All right, thank you.
As we have always said, the true heartbeat of the Internet.
Well, I'm going to tell you, scatlover.com is why Al Gore invented the Internet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
My buddies.
Hey, hold on a second. You got it there, Buzzy?
It's coming up now. I just got past the parental permission page.
You have my permission.
How's it going, Buzz?
I see the picture.
Print it out. Click on it and see if you can print it out. I know you have a crappy printer over there.
Yeah, it's black and white. And you clicked on the picture itself?
Yes, on the upper left.
Okay, my little arrow has not turned into a little hand, so I'm not able to click on it.
Is it a little hourglass?
No. I have a little arrow, but I don't have a little hand.
Hey, Brian, come here. Will you please pull this up on the computer in here, on the main computer? I want to share this with Mike. Hello, yeah, Brian, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, that virus, it doesn't whack your whole computer.
What does it whack?
It just takes off your music files and your little pictures you got on your computer.
Well, I heard it does a lot more than that.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. We had to go through our company.
Well, wait a minute. This is shutting down ATM machines in Europe. This thing is very heinous.
Right.
It's overloading emails, sending them all over the place, and it drops the server. And their ATMs are hooked up to the servers.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
And then it puts a gigantic pumpkin-colored film all over the inside of your computer.
Oh, not anything you want to look at when you're a little woozy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, look at that. As soon as we talked about it now, we can't get on the website now because everybody must be going there now.
I wonder if anybody in our building opened an I love you email.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hi, Mike. You still there?
Yes, right here.
So, Buzz, was that I love you email from Jorge?
No, it wasn't. Not this time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, well, listen, I work at the NIH, and even though it's government and we're suing IATA Microsoft, we also use Outlook. And they've done a brilliancy by giving us access to about 17,000 email addresses. So that's why it's affecting the email so widely in the government, because they have access to lists upon lists. And it's spreading like wild.
Right. Hi, Rob.
Interesting. Someone on that computer had already been on scatlover.com. It was already on the Internet Explorer.
Well,
page.
I mean, they're on here, right?
Yeah, so I bet whoever was running their board last night
couldn't wait to get to it, though.
Probably.
They're lonely overnight.
I think, as we've demonstrated, there's a little urgency when you're when this website is identified. All right, I'm going to come around.
That's the picture. See the picture? It says the gay scat area.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture. Now, can you click on that and make the... Hold on. Let Mike see that first.
No, I can't click.
You can't click on that?
Exactly.
Hold on. Take a look, Mike.
All right, here we go.
Take a look.
Right here.
He had to turn away.
God. Oh, man.
And that's only the front page.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't even bother.
No, you know, you described the picture, but when you see the picture, when you see the photograph.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got to see, I know you didn't, but hear anything about the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show last night?
I know that Rosie O'Donnell, who might be featured in scatlover.com, won $500,000 last night.
Well, for her.
I was just kind of commenting on how Regis was kind of punking that Raymond guy. Everybody loves Raymond.
I think that picture might be Rosie. And she's not she's the donor, not the recipient.
Cheesy Mac.
She's feeding the hungry.
What a lovely website, too.
Oh, my God.
What a lovely... SImages.com.
Now we're on the next page. Hot, nasty, scat action. Scat action.
We have reached... I believe we have reached the bottom of the...
Okay, there's the grossest picture. It's small. It's really small. Okay. Come over and take a look at that. Come over and take a look, Mike. It's very small, but take a look at this one.
What is wrong with people?
Take a look at this one. Look what's happening right here. But look very closely. Oh, come on. You got to look longer than that.
No, I'm sorry. That is. You know what? I'll tell you what it is about this. What it is about that, it's not that that's happening, but it's the volume.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've never been so grossed out.
Horrible.
Yes, but none of us can tear ourselves away from it.
It's terrible. It's fun.
Volume.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume.
Right. So anyway, what about Ray Romano?
I thought Regis was kind of punking him on the show. Every time he opened his mouth, he's just kind of being rude to him.
Well, Ray Romano is the last guy. I mean, on tonight's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, even the dumbass from NSYNC gets in the hot seat before Ray Romano does.
Mm. How am I supposed to concentrate on anything anybody else is saying? I have a question for anybody that would be in those pictures. Where could someone have ever developed the desire to do that type of thing? I mean, I can't imagine anybody. Where was the road less traveled, to make that kind of a call where you would
actually... I bet somebody will call us who seriously is into that now.
Oh, my God.
Seriously into these scat websites.
When we talked about the adult diaper clubs a couple of years ago, we got a lot of calls.
Well, here's a guy right here who's into it, Mike.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK.
And wait, here's another member right here.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
There they all are.
They're both into scat.
Man, and is that the slang name for it?
Yes.
Scat.
Hello?
What a nice name for it.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It'll be money.
I know you like it, Sonny. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hi.
This is Sam Huff.
Him too.
They're all into it.
Where's quarterback and linebacker?
Hi, what can we do for you? Is this Sydney?
Yeah, this is Sydney.
Hi, baby.
Hey, have you checked out Strangeland.com?
No, what's that one?
Oh, now that has a plethora of disgusting stuff.
Oh, we're dragging the river now, I'll tell you that. We're definitely dragging the river.
Go to
Strangeland.com.
Strangeland.com. Okay, hold on. We're going there right now. We're typing it in.
Okay, you guys will really like this.
Strangeland.com.
Yeah, they have all kinds of stuff.
Is it worse than the scat stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What could be worse than that? Hold on, we can't get on there. This page cannot be displayed.
I can't spell.
Hold on. Oh, Charlie spelled it wrong. S-T-R-A-N-G-E. He wrote Strangleland.
Strangleland.
I'm there, ma'am. What should I do? Go to the photo gallery?
Oh, Mr. Showoff.
It's a race.
Mr. Showoff. Buzz is already there.
Oh, there's just anything and everything on there.
Anything and everything.
What does it say, Buzz?
Photo gallery, movies, bizarre sex acts, the S Factory, sound archives.
Oh, my.
There you go, the S Factory. That's kind of along the lines of what you guys were looking at.
Okay.
Oh, you can...
He was the S Factory last night.
He's the foreman. He's the foreman at the S Factory.
Dennis Murphy's IHOS. International House of...
Yeah.
Or it could be IHOP, International House of Poop.
He's the Willy Wonka of the S Factory.
IHOP. IHOP. All right, thank you. Thank you, Sydney.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you in that site, Charlie? Or
yes.
Is...
There's still more to
load. Oh, it's still loading.
It's still
right.
Loading.
Still loading.
Still loading.
All of America has gone there at once.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, there's a server called Sex Hound.
Didn't you know immediately when you heard this guy that he was going to have one for us? Hey, hello, I'm in my cubicle.
And?
And when you click into that, you click in the word S-H-I.
Yeah.
And you can see people eating that.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, really.
For anybody that wasn't understanding what we were doing, a junior there definitely explained it for everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man.
Hello. Hi.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Who wants
to
buy?
Hey, there's a site called bangedup.com. It's along the lines of what you're talking about. There's some just pretty disgusting.
I'm rapidly becoming aware that this is limitless. An infinite source of
bottomless pit. There's this guy who he's like squatting.
Okay, don't tell us. Come on, don't tell us, or we get in trouble if you tell us.
Oh, sorry.
We can't do that. Do you understand? See how that works?
Okay, sorry.
What was that again? What was the site?
Bangedup.com.
Charlie, try bangedup.com. Bangedup.
Just when you think you've seen the best one, another one comes along.
You've tried all the rest.
Hey, listen, wow. I've seen nothing thus far that tops the gross factor of the pumpkin.
There is nothing that I could ever... Well, you never know.
Hello.
You know, that one picture on the SImages.com?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was just based on, volume.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
MichaelAnthonyShow.com.
No, that's Michael Q. Anthony.
Well, Michael Q. Anthony. I wonder if that is Michael Q. Anthony.
You know, we're having a big problem getting through the computer now.
I think, as Buzz said, probably a lot of people jumping on at the same time now.
Buzz, you try to go to bangedup.com.
Okay.
Try to go there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bupkus.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, went to that movie last night, U-571.
Yes.
Great, great movie. But one of the movie trailers they show, and they're doing the advertisements before that, they're bringing back, unbelievable, the Bowery Boys.
Really?
You guys remember Satch and Mahoney and... The old black and white show.
Those were little kids, right?
Weren't they the guys
teenagers back then? It was filmed
in the
30s
or
so.
They used to run them like on Sunday morning. They'd run that and Blondie and Dagwood.
It was a pretty good show.
And they were like,
I couldn't believe the way they promoted this thing. They showed the characters, and then all they did at the screen was at the end put, coming this summer, Van Dyke, Stiller, and Pesci. And that's supposed to pull you into theater.
What?
What are you talking about, sir? You just rambled on.
They were showing doing Mahoney and Satch. It just said Jerry Van Dyke's going to be in it, Jerry Stiller, and Pesci.
Well, so no. You know what this is? Don't fall into this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall into this.
Well, I
don't you know what this is yet?
It's Little Joe Mama!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't we didn't give him the Joe line.
Right, he wanted us to say Joe who so he could say Joe Mama.
Right. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, I caught you, sorry.
You hit that right out of the park, baby.
No winner there for you.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Good.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don and Mike.
That's an awful long way to go just to get one of us to say, no, his name is Joe.
Boy, I almost ate a big sandwich there.
You almost had a pumpkin sandwich, didn't you?
A big pumpkin sandwich.
Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Yes, Bill.
You gotta let something out in order you can put something in with that scat thing. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's great. I guess we've got the author of one of the websites on.
So are you into this stuff, into scat.com?
Are you kidding? I can't. I almost puked when somebody sent me a picture of that years ago.
Years ago. And I really puked the next time I looked at it.
We used to send each other nasty, nasty stuff so it would show up on their screen. We put it as a screensaver.
You know what? I would love to send that picture to Lurch. You know.
Yeah, just have it, on his screen.
You know that Jason Bishop would love getting that picture from us. The pumpkin picture.
And if you send it to him, say, this is really erotic.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Got another website for you.
Well, hold on. We're just getting on to bangedup.com.
Right.
We've just logged in there. What do you have for us?
Consumption Junction.
Oh, Jesus. God.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't have to explain that one, sir.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Ron.
Radio Gods.
From the Bay Area, right?
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm the guy that a long time ago, I was acting like a girl. You thought I was a girl for the strip show. Anyways, I got a website for you.
Of course you do.
Everybody does.
www.eatingprostate.com.
Right. Oh, dear.
All right. He was trying to get us in trouble with Ken.
He was.
You knock it off.
Stop it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. This is Gene from ilovebacon.com. We sent you the lifesaver shorts for the event last night.
And, you know, we never got to that. You're the guy that put all the topless pictures of Kathy Lee Gifford up on the web, right?
Exactly. We have some new ones on I Love Bacon Now, so if you guys want to check them out. But I wanted to let you know, we also posted a bunch of the pictures from last night, even though it was a little less than we'd hoped for. You still might find it enjoyable. We have a bunch of fun stuff on there.
Pictures of what?
Of what didn't happen last night. I mean, we have your pictures. We have Dennis's pictures.
Oh, take our pictures off your website. Come on, that's unauthorized. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take our pictures.
Wanted to see you.
Take our pictures off your website. Don't put
really?
Pictures. Yeah, don't put pictures of our Vegas style show there.
All right.
Come on, please. I've always been very kind and plugged your website when you had the topless Kathy Lee pictures.
Yeah, you did. I guess we were wondering what might happen with the lifesaver shorts and whether or not you'd use them in the next show.
Now, well, listen. Part of the Las Vegas style show, part of the fun of that show is that people never really know what goes on there. So please,
that's right.
Please don't post pictures from that show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Go there, Buzz.
Or Charlie.
Someone go there.
Which one? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Did we finally log in?
Oh, no. We're on bangedup.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a picture of a squirrel. A squirrel with a giant scrot.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Why would you not think it's real?
I don't, because it looks doctored. I wouldn't be aware that a squirrel would have
a squirrel with a human scrot.
Oh,
that's what it looks like. Are you there too, Buzz?
I found a different picture at that same website.
Oh, really? What picture did you find?
Oh, you don't, you know.
No, come on, what is it?
It's what we've been talking
is
about.
It scat?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you get on there?
Very much so.
All right, what's the heading?
Let's see. I went to the archives.
All right, hold on. Charlie's in archives right now. He's in banged archives.
Under old S.
Okay, Charlie's there.
And then under the caption, more than she expected, do you see that?
All right, hold on. More than she expected.
All right, don't click that.
Oh, hold on. He already did. Stop.
Hold on. He's click stop.
Okay.
Go down two more to the one. It says, you know, there's the poster girl, and then there's and leave it.
Right, squat and leave it?
Yeah, click and leave it.
Squat and leave it.
Right.
There you go, Charlie.
Okay. All right, here we go.
This one's recommended by Buzz.
No, not recommended.
No, I just heard you recommend it.
You led us by the hand there, Buzz.
I heard you endorse this, Buzz.
I knew you'd want to see it.
Now we're waiting.
And it's actually, you know, when you see it from a distance and you can't read the text, it's a very innocent-looking website, yes.
One of the pictures you can click on is called Iron Twat.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I guess the computer is taking its time.
Very slowly downloading the picture, which Buzz has personally recommended to us.
Buzz, who is virtually flying through the Internet right now.
You'll notice you're not hearing the Father Time music right now.
Lightning speed today.
I noticed. Beep, beep, Buzz.
Beep, beep.
BB for you. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a couple of websites for you.
Oh, damn it. We can't get the picture up.
We got to go back. Come see it in here if you want.
We're clicking refresh. You know what? I don't think we need any more websites.
These are great, though.
Well, I'm sure they're all great, and I'm sure they're hours of enjoyment for you.
Are you the guy that wants to tell us about ultradonkey.com?
Yeah, and poopsex.com.
God. Ultradonkey.com. What the hell could that be?
I wonder if it has anything to do with the squirrel.
Buzz, we can't pull that picture up.
Well, you're welcome to come in here and see it.
You can't get it, Charlie?
Not yet.
Not yet. Hello, Don and Mike show. Why don't you go over and take a look at it, Mike?
I'll take a look.
Oh, hold on. We got it. Hold on. We've got it.
Good.
We got it.
Well, you know what? No more disgusting than anything else we've seen
What's
today.
Wrong with
you? You know.
Yeah, what is wrong with people?
Maybe I'm just becoming...
I'm sorry, but I must say again. The person on the bottom there.
Yes.
Where did they go wrong? Where did somewhere along the line, maybe where did they decide that
maybe they're related?
Fun?
Maybe they're related to Raymond Burr.
Oh, yeah.
Or Danny Thomas.
Can you imagine? Yeah, okay. I'll lie on the floor.
My junior psychologist theory would be something happened when they were a small child.
I think you
still
might.
Still in diapers.
That might have something to do with it.
Okay.
And now it's gone.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, okay.
That's enough. Go to ultradonkey.com, though.
Okay.
I'm curious what that one could be.
I am curious
U-L-T-R-A.
Something about the rhythm of that website that sounds fascinating.
Both of you guys, you ready for a race, Buzz?
I'm ultradonkey.com.
Buzz is there already. What is it? Buzzy?
It's a collection of all kinds of pictures. It depends on you know, I can't read any of these. That's the problem.
Can you give me some initials?
There's the barely 18 Lolita pics.
We're here. Eight men.
Mm-hmm.
Free Bazaar.
Right.
Women over. Click on Women Over 40 picks.
I think we got a window into somebody's fetish.
Well, based on the other choices there, I mean, did you want to see teenage Asian girls?
No.
That was one of the choices.
Oh, this is just the regular stuff here, isn't it?
Yeah, these look like regular.
Not that there's anything.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Look at the size of that guy.
Oh, my God.
Are you looking at that one over on the left side?
Yeah, you mean right there?
Yes.
Yes. God.
Wow.
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 That's what Frida sees most nights. And when she was talking about how I'm slightly bent.
Every single night, that's you. Honey, I'm home.
All right, well, you know
it's
what?
It's not bad down there at the top upper left-hand corner.
They didn't have any pictures of, like, old hold on, Britney Spears nude photos.
Well.
Go there. I'm sure that those are doctored, but click on Britney Spears. Let's see what we got. Britney Spears nude pictures. Hot celebrity videos. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Shania Twain, Mariah Carey, Michelle Sarah Gellar. Well, I don't think they're nude, though.
No, you can doctor tapes.
All right, click on Britney Spears.
It does nothing.
It does nothing?
Yeah, see, right. It's just a way to sell.
It sells! It sells! Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you sons of bitches. How you?
Hey, you bastard.
Hey, you're talking about that squirrel a little bit ago. I had one sent to me that squirrel's animated and his sack and his head's animated. It's pretty slick. That's the only thing on there.
It's a little animation that we're looking at there, huh?
Yeah.
So what, when you have it, does the squirrel's sack go back and forth like the pendulum on a clock?
Exactly.
That'd be a little scary if you saw a real squirrel, like, in the middle of the road. You know when they're doing that little two-step where they go left and right and left, and then it turns around and faces you and it's got that? Ah!
All right, thank you, my friend.
You
thank
bet.
You. Thank you. Well, we've had a wonderful time surfing the web.
Yeah we've got, I think we were educated and informed.
Let's take a break. Buzz, log off.
Okay.
Charlie, log off. Everybody's calling in with all of these sites now.
And we do mean log off.
We'll be right back.
Let them raise your children.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we just went on this ilovebacon.com website.
Yes.
Where the guy has the pictures of the show. And I know that he's trying to be helpful, but I just hate giving away stuff that actually happens at the show in these pictures. Although, if the website is still up, if you want to take a look at four unhappy men.
Yes.
You should look at this picture from left to right. Don, Buzz, Rob, Mike, and Dennis, who has his shirt off. He's wearing his diaper. Look at this picture. This is, I guess, right after we came out to do the second set last night. Look how pissed we are. We do not look happy.
No.
Absolutely, we don't look happy.
Dennis. Dennis in the background. This is surreal, right?
If you go to the second page.
I want this picture. I want this picture to be permanently framed.
There's an up-close picture of Buzz. Then there's a picture of Dennis eating the chili. Uh-huh. Then there's Cheryl making out with a girl. Homo Joe getting ready to make out with a guy. A candid picture of Rob Spivak.
Mm-hmm.
And then a picture of Toya and Lisa. And in between them, movie man Charlie Stossel, who's not identified in the photo. Charles Stossel, excuse me.
What does that picture look like to you? Doesn't that look like Charlie Stossel is perhaps attending to something?
Yeah.
As he sits in back of Toya and
well,
Lisa?
I know the guys. I know the guys on ilovebacon.com are just trying to be nice, and I appreciate it, but like, keep the stuff that goes on at the show, I like keeping that kind of secretive.
Yeah, even though they did a nice job with the pictures. It's and the picture of Rob Spivak is, I believe, the toughest photograph of Rob that I've ever... That's the that's the good, the bad, the ugly picture of Rob. Gold.
Chip on his shoulder, Rob Spivak.
Yeah? Yeah, what do you mean, eh? Come on, you.
Yeah.
Why, you got something to say to me?
Where does Big Joe Rock had a haircut?
You talking to me?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Ward.
Yes, hello, Ward.
How you doing?
Hi, Ward.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to ask you about Patty Rendell.
What about Patty Rendell?
What does she look like?
Well, you can see pictures of her at scatlover.com.
Is she on that website?
Yes.
No, she just turns me on when she talks about the traffic.
Ward, what's your deal, man? Why are you talking like a radio guy?
I'm not talking like a radio guy.
Uh-huh.
It's Ward.
That's right.
My young Ward, Dick Grayson.
Ward?
Yeah.
I talk to Pat a lot during the day, and all she ever says is she loves guys with phony voices. That's her turn on.
Well, I'm sorry you think that's a phony voice, but it's not.
Come on. This is 100% a fake voice.
No, it's not.
What's your deal, Ward?
Well, I was just wanting to ask about Patty Rendell, because when she talks about the traffic, it seems like there's crashes every day on the Beltway.
Hey, Ward, are you a cigarette smoker?
Yes.
I want to tell you something, Dr. Mike. Hi, Dr. Mike, this is Ward. I want to tell you something. When Patty Rendell talks about a backup on the Beltway, I get a stiffy. Just like a squirrel.
You really have to.
My name is Ward, and I'm fascinated by Patty Rendell, your traffic lady. You know, Don.
So is she a hottie?
Do you notice that it's easier for us to do this the day after a Las Vegas-style show? I sure do, Mike. I sure do. You know, in a way, it's kind of fun. It really is. What, Ward?
Is she a hottie?
Is Patty a hottie? That's an interesting question you pose, Ward. I think she is, don't you, Mike? I do think she's a hottie. As a matter of fact, I'll go one step further, Ward. She's a very, very beautiful woman.
All right. Well, that satisfies my curiosity.
She's a super freak. A super freak. She's super freaky now.
Thank you, Ward.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
She's very pretty. Right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to let you guys know on that ilovebacon.com, there's a picture of a nude Dolly Parton.
Is it real nude? It couldn't be real nude.
It's got to be fake nude.
No, I took lots of pictures of Dolly early in her career.
Goodbye.
All right.
Isn't Dolly Parton supposed to be somewhat of a party girl anyway?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
I'm sure there's some pictures floating around.
Open marriage.
Maybe like, oh, you mean like Buzz?
Yeah, but I think she might be both ways.
Really?
That's okay with Buzz.
You know, that's how the whole thing came up. I said offhanded one day on the air that Dolly Parton and her husband were swingers. And you said that intrigues you, doesn't it, Buzz? And that's how the whole thing
isn't
started.
That really,
that's how it started.
Is that when you did your confessional?
That was the confession day.
You regret that day, don't you?
Didn't even know that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to tell you guys got to call Opie and Anthony. They were just talking about, they just said about Don and Mike, how they're not in New York. And 57th Street is a madhouse. They've got spaz outside, and everybody's taunting them for $5. And they said how you guys should be there because they couldn't fix the phones.
All right, this has something to do with, are things effed up at WNEW today?
At WNEW.
Are things effed up at the station?
I know, and they were saying that...
Hold on, I'm asking you a question. Are things effed up at WNEW?
Oh, they're crazy.
All right, they're crazy.
What is going on at WNEW right
now? Outside on 57th Street.
Right.
Anthony's outside on a cell phone. Opie's in the studio.
Right.
And they have spaz in front of a large crowd, and everybody's taunting him for $5.
What does that have to...
all kinds of slurs at them.
That's a wonderful bit, but what does that have to do with us?
You're saying that you guys should have been in New York, because you're normally in New York today.
Oh, I got you. All right, thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Right, because the phones are effed up. That's why.
I know.
That's why we're not in New York today.
Okay.
Gotcha. Hello. Down in Mike's show.
Buzz, I have some Dolly Parton for you right here.
Jorge, how you doing, buddy?
Would you like to take a ride on Dollywood?
No, I don't think so, but thanks anyway, Jorge.
Check out my website, Buzz.
Yes? What is
www.bangmybutt.com.
Oh, wow. Hey, so he's just coming out and saying it today, Buzz.
Very explicit, isn't it?
I've been eating pumpkin, Buzz.
Jorge, go home.
Get that Etsy dinger and out.
Okay, bye-bye, Jorge.
And start telling the truth about your tinkle, Buzz. It's not straight.
Oh,
you know I bent it to the left.
Okay, goodbye.
My friend Jorge.
Goodbye.
You'd think, Cole.
I like that guy.
He's great.
He's got good stuff when he calls.
Funny.
Don and Mike. You said, when you said funny, you said it the way that people say it's funny when they don't think it's funny. Have you ever been on someone, they tell a joke, and you go, hey,
that's funny.
That's funny.
Funny.
When you really mean,
right.
You know, that's not funny.
When you say it like that with kind of like a throwaway where it's like, that's funny, and you're just drifting off. Sometimes you can say it does mean it's funny, but most of the time when you're going, oh, funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unleash the hounds!
Welcome back, old friend.
He gave it gusto today.
Welcome back, time-tested friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just Don and Mike. I saw Gladiator last night.
Really? Is the movie any good?
It wasn't as good as Braveheart. I was a little disappointed.
Hmm. Well, listen, here's my complaint with Braveheart was the whole first hour and a half. Braveheart is a great two-hour movie.
I like Braveheart gets good right at the moment where the evil guy, the evil king that runs the village, as soon as he gets killed, that's where Braveheart kicks in.
Just when he stops being a little kid.
Right.
That's when I liked Braveheart.
In Gladiator, you sit there the whole movie waiting for him to get in that Coliseum, and then he doesn't really deliver when he gets there. You know? Spartacus was better as a Gladiator movie.
You can say that again.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, the biggest problem was Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, really?
This guy has a split lip. He's got like two snot trails coming out of his nostril. On a close-up, it's disgusting.
Let me ask you, how many gay Ben-Hurs would you give the movie?
How
many chariots do you give
the movie? Two and a half chariots. It's not a total waste, but it doesn't live up to the hype.
All right, it'll be the number one movie this weekend, there's no doubt.
I can't wait till it comes out on DVD, eventually, because then you can have Spartacus, Ben-Hur, and Gladiator, and you can have all your friends over.
Have a big Charlie Stossel party.
Swords and sandals.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Can I have that web address, please, to see you guys? I was on my way home from work. I had to turn around because I had to come back to my office. Got to check it out.
Oh, he might have already taken the pictures off. I asked him to take them off.
Oh, what was it anyway? I love what?
Scatlover.com.
Scatlover?
SCATLOVER.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I just sent him to the pumpkin site.
I know. It's pumpkin for everyone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Frank Gifford.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on. We do a good Kathy and Frank thing here. What do you want?
I was wanting to talk to Don and Mike as Frank.
he had an idea for a sketch.
No, we've already done that sketch today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
You misspoke there. You should have said they've already done that.
Right. Sorry. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is London.
Well, that was supposed to be Tom the Monster, but he wasn't there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, boo-boo.
Oh, hi, honey.
I love you.
I love you. This is my wife, everybody. Hi, baby.
Hi, Freeman.
Why were you making fun of that man with the fake voice?
She's always calling you on that.
Yeah, she's my conscience.
I gotta go, my sugar bear.
All right, I love you, baby.
I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always good to hear from you.
How's that cold? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Why are you guys advocating killing sick people?
Killing sick people?
Yeah, you know, eat, S, and die.
Eat, S, and die. Okay, thank you.
You know, it's interesting that we have not had a call from one of the stars of the show last night.
Hello, this is Don and Mike Show. Yes, yeah, speaking of eating S, where is Dennis?
Did he make it home?
I'd like to find out about we never found out about his diaper.
Hope he's okay. He said he took four pills when he dosed himself yesterday.
Four X-laxes?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah.
I bet that wasn't pumpkin.
Hi, Ray.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I know this lady. She's got a couple cats, and sometimes they bring in, like, birds and squirrels and stuff.
Yeah?
And she said that squirrels really do have scrotes like that.
Like the scrot we saw in the picture?
Yes.
I mean, this was a squirrel that had a human-sized scrot.
You know, you don't see, but I mean, squirrels will sit up and put their little paws up in the air so you can get a look at them. And I've never noticed a squirrel. Of course, I've never checked it out.
I've seen plenty of dead squirrels on the side of the road, and I've never noticed gigantic human scrotes.
And you know, I know this is why, because there's so many squirrels out right now in the springtime. Why is the left-right thing? Why do they do that?
They're not a smart creature.
Well, I mean, but
because their brain is the size of a pea.
But they don't commit. You know what I mean? I mean, if they were stupid, you would think that they would simply go in one direction. The actual act of going left, right, left, right, there's obviously enough brain there in that little head to make some sort of decision
but
process.
Not enough.
You would never see a squirrel scrot, because when a squirrel stands up, he's like on his haunches. And in that picture, for some reason, his back legs were extended.
You,
a squirrel can't stand like
you
that.
You studied that photo.
Thank you,
didn't
Dr. Doolittle.
Yes, I did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Dr. Doodad.
Wow!
How you doing?
God,
yeah,
Lord, right. I've been waiting forever to talk to you guys.
Right, what do you want?
Well, I've been just kind of seething mad about the ABC show.
Yes?
Yeah, that's what I call it. We were in Wichita, Kansas. We were here at the Cotillion, and the ABC guy showed up. and told us that no good. No good.
You know, this is a guy.
Good.
This is a guy. It's an interesting strategy. Nothing really to say, but,
right.
but saying
we're
it so loudly
by the delivery.
Absolutely,
the delivery has allowed him to stay on the air longer than your average bad caller.
Delivery
right.
is everything. And you
right.
know,
No. Listen, mm-hmm. I am worse than your average bad caller.
Yes, you are.
I am extremely loud.
Yeah, you're loud, yeah. man.
Right.
No.
Right, but you've managed to cut through, and you've actually been on the show for like 30 seconds now.
For that reason only. So continue your story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Yeah.
Showed up at the Cotillion in Wichita, Kansas, okay? We showed up there about 12 o'clock p.m. You guys went on the air, I don't know. How that goes, but...
He's losing his energy.
I'm losing it, I know.
You're about to be buzzed out.
Don and Mike, and especially Mike, I've been drinking 2 pints of vodka today.
And that's something special?
No, just something regular.
Oh, see. Sorry, I thought he was loud man on his own.
Out of time.
Didn't think he needed a little extra stimulus.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Cool. I wanted to explain to you why the squirrels... did ads were so large.
Why do squirrels have such gigantic nuts?
Well, we lived in Texas, and you know how warm it gets in Texas.
Sure.
And usually when it hit like 100 and some odd degrees, their doodads would come away from the body so they could cool them down. And that's the only time you really get to see them big. Any other time, they stay in the body. Where
no, that's not the real reason. No, the real reason, you know what the real reason is.
What?
The real reason is that every squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
What was her theory? Her theory was when it gets hot, that the squirrel's nuts, what do they?
Drop.
They drop. Just like, you know, when you get in the cold water, everything kind of shrinks. Well,
see, they
like
fall away
hot.
From the body
just
in the
like
winter
a human.
Time. Yeah.
Robbie? Get me a squirrel expert on the phone. Hey, did you ever get me the King of Sweden?
No.
Remember yesterday I wanted to talk to the King of Sweden?
Get down a Swedish squirrel expert.
I'm glad you asked. I called the Swedish palace today. King, well, let me think of his name. Carl.
King by the man?
No, Carl 16 Gustav was out today, but will be in tomorrow sometime after 9.
King
so we can call him or ask for his wife, Queen Sylvia.
King Vitaman, have breakfast with the king.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, keep up the good job, and I'm sorry what a hard time you had last night. I love you guys. You guys are just so sexy.
I love you.
I'm sexy, huh?
Another one of our blind listeners.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. Sexy, and I love Buzz.
Of course you do.
Right.
Mm. Nice, see you later.
Thanks,
you
guys. That's an immediate disqualification.
Bye, lady.
Hello.
Hello, Gong. Hello, Mike.
Here he is.
Finally.
Dennis. Successful.
All right. Where have you been?
I'm not proud of what I did.
All right, hold on. I'll counsel you through this. Can you hold on through a break, Dennis?
I'll hold on.
All right.
But I've been clapping the whole day, though.
All right, you should be proud, though, Dennis.
Okay.
You should be proud. We think you did a great job.
Hey, yeah. Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Why clapped you on the shoulder when you came back? You could get off me. Get out of here.
What's
Will
that?
You laugh at me?
What's that?
When you came back from on the stage.
Yes.
I clapped you on the shoulder. I want to say, I'm clapping my back. But you said, get the hell out of here.
I was mad at everybody last night, Dennis.
Okay.
I was especially
were you? Hold on, Dennis.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I didn't notice Mike.
I'll say it again in public. I'm very sorry.
Tone tapping, touch tones right there. Clear those lines out. This is going to call 100, give you a chance to win the $500 with the secret sound. It's and $500.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why am I staring at the telephone. I'm thinking about what I'm saying. Oh, I see what she's doing.
Never mind. You're thinking about squirrels and pumpkins.
No, I was wondering why all of the telephone lines are going dead. Then I realized what she's doing. She's clearing them.
She's cycling through
and
them.
And I'm saying all of this out loud instead of just keeping it in my head. Because I'm goddamn tired from last night's show. Caller 100. 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This rest easy. And know that every broadcast brings you one day closer to the peaceful, tranquil, eternal sleep of the day. So enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
You know why? Why is it on this show? We go months and months with no gas, right? And then when we get them, they're all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Christy Swanson, POA, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday,
right?
And the producer of that CBS show called Survivor, the show we've been talking about for the last 6 months.
The show that's probably going to be the hottest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
All of those people
on tomorrow's show.
Do you think that show's going to give Millionaire a run for its money?
I would put it on directly against Millionaire.
Absolutely. Yes.
However, I believe that most people are afraid of the Millionaire show.
I wouldn't. That doesn't surprise me either, but it just looks really, really exciting, especially the snakes part, which I'm looking forward to.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hola, who is this?
Hey, this is Nick.
Nick
Buddy.
Nick Buddy, where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Nick, you are the 100th caller. You won a pair of tickets to the opening night of Rent at the National Theater on May 17th.
Get out of here.
Come on. No, that's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Get tickets by calling Telecharge at 800-447-7400. Well, Rosie, I went to the opening of Rent last night, and I washed my dog.
Do you have your playbill?
It's right here. And, of course, when I wash my dogs, Rosie, I don't wash them the conventional way. I lick them.
You lick them, yes.
And then I went out, and Rosie, I found a squirrel by the side of the road.
And you gave it a pumpkin shampoo.
And, Rosie, the squirrel, these giant nads. This is the biggest nads I've ever seen.
John McDee, we haven't really found out whether that's true or not about squirrels, have we? Have you,
have you done
personal research?
I can tell you, Ro.
Really?
Have you really, John McDee? Very true, Ro.
Wow, that's great. All right.
And I just wanted to give a little shout out. Rosie has a brand new website, and I know she's much too shy to talk about it.
I am. I'm shy.
But all the proceeds go to Rosie's various charities, and Rosie is featured on scatlover.com. And Rosie, and here's how you'll be able to tell her.
It's not my face, John McDee.
That's right. It's her cushy tushy.
Yes, that's right.
And there's an orange substance.
Making soup.
That's right.
Thank you, John McDee.
Okay, Rosie.
All right. Thank you, John McDee.
Listen, are you ready to go for $500?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, secret sound number one. Second go around for the secret sound. Have you heard this one before?
Yes, I have.
All right, good luck. We'll give you 15 seconds after I play you a sample of the sound. An everyday sound that's heard around the house. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
A revitalized, energized Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet, and we wish you...
good...
caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday sound. I'll tell you, with all of the guesses that we've had, we just started doing this contest again on Monday. Nobody has been even
close.
Remotely close.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
$500 on the line. What is that sound?
It is a spoon dropping into a pot.
It is not.
No. That wasn't even close.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
You're right, not even close. But thank you, don't forget that. If it guesses a
clue for you.
Clue for you. Thank you, my friend. Now, Dennis Murphy, who, speaking of scatlover.com.
Absolutely.
Actually, last night, fulfilled his obligation with a big experiment with the adult diapers and the X-Lax and the chili. Dennis, did you give the diaper to the guy in the crowd?
The guy you pointed to, I did give him the diaper and the plastic bag I gave him.
Did you give him the contents of the diaper also?
I gave him the contents.
Wow. So, Dennis, when you removed the diaper, you removed it much like one would remove a diaper from a child.
I took it off very carefully.
You did.
So it's not to lose the chewy...
The bounty.
It's the center.
That is so foul.
But I'd like to thank Wendell for duct taping my diaper on it.
Oh, poor Wendell the engineer. Wendell had to duct tape the diaper on you?
He had to duct tape the diaper on it.
But he didn't remove the duct tape. You did, right?
Well, yeah, I removed it, but now Dennis, hair came off.
Dennis, when you gave the guy...
That's a lovely picture.
When you gave the guy the diaper...
Yeah.
When you gave the diaper that was filled with part of you...
Pardon me.
How did he react when you gave it to him?
He told me he's going to frame the diaper.
Frame it.
Well, let me tell you, if he's planning to frame it, I would suggest some sort of chemical treatment.
Me too, Clark.
Shellac or something, you know, because if he frames it as is, you know, that's not going to be real pleasant for his housemates.
Oh, I know that, but what I'm saying, like...
What are you saying, Dennis?
Well, Mike.
Okay. No, but yeah, he said he's gonna save it and whatever else. But
okay, Dennis.
I, Okay, Michael.
So, Dennis, when you were up on stage last night,
yeah,
how long did it take you to make? Had you made...
Well, when you all took an hour and a half absent,
right?
You know, people... S-Dennis.
Oh, they were saying S-word. They were saying scat, Dennis.
So they were cheering you on.
Yeah, they were cheering me on, but it was getting liquidy going to tell you off stage.
Did you say it was getting liquidy?
Yeah.
Dennis?
What?
Hey, it's Rob. I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak here.
Shortly before you, before the second part of the show resumed, you ceased sitting on the stool and you began standing. Did the two events coincide? Was the, standing
Rob,
dictated by the piece of you?
What a mess.
Rob, it's better to stand up while you're doing it, don't you think?
Actually, I'm usually seated.
Well, but if you do it in your pants,
right.
I would have to agree with Dennis. Yeah. Just the thought is that I would probably rather do it standing up than sitting down.
That's why I stood up for most of the halftime.
So is that why you were standing?
Yes.
Dennis, what I suspected.
Dennis, how? Dennis, Mike here. How would you? How would you rate the experience? How would you rate the the whole thing doing that? What what did you think of it?
I felt so humiliated.
Good. Dennis, Don here. When you mentioned...
Hi, Donald.
Hi. When you mentioned it was liquefied...
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that, please?
Well, I meant by liquefied, I was farting constantly.
So you had a lot of gas.
Yes.
And there was moisture.
And as you all came back on stage, that's when I tapped on my shoulder, but he literally said, get the F out of here, okay?
Yes, he was very rude to you. Dennis,
why are you working me so much? What, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me, Dennis?
Yes, Mike.
Did I hurt your feelings?
You imitated my voice.
I imitated your voice. I've done that before, Dennis.
Yeah.
I've done that a million times before.
Dennis, Don here.
Yes, Don.
I also, although albeit not as well as Mike, I also impersonated you last night, and I believe Buzz impersonated you last night. I believe at one point we were all imitating you.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. You just said that I impersonated your voice and that bothered you, and now you're asking Buzz on the radio to hear a sample. Now, that destroys your credibility that you were offended by that. Dennis, Buzz here. We were under a lot of stress last night. A lot of stress. And so none of that was directed at you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, do your Dennis, though, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No. Oh, God.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
The master.
I will give you permission to use my voice for nobody jeopardy.
Hey, thank you, Dennis. Thank you for signing off on the rights. And Dennis, I really am sorry I said F you to you.
Dennis, Don here.
Yes, Don.
No effing way on that.
Okay. No, but I'll give you a one-time thing.
That was a one-time event, Dennis.
Trust me, Dennis, about 5 minutes after you left that stage, we were all reassuring each other that it was a one-time thing.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Dennis.
Dennis, Don here. Gotta go now.
You gotta go?
Yeah, gotta go.
Okay.
Okay.
For any women to come talking... Hello?
Yes?
He wants to plug something.
Go ahead.
For any women who want to send photographs of themselves...
And who wouldn't answer this segment?
Oh, okay. P.O. Box 3705, Silverspoon, Maryland, 20918.
This is sad. He's now giving out his address on the radio for women to send him nude pictures.
No! I want to see those beautiful smiles.
Right. Why don't you do it electronically, Dennis?
Huh?
Why don't you do it electronically, Dennis?
Okay, there's an email me at DennisMovie.com.
Right. Thank you, Dennis.
Don, thank you, and, I was sweating.
I know you were.
Like a big time.
All right, Dennis, Don here. We're all very proud of you for crapping your pants last night.
Don, Dennis here. I'll sign it off.
All right.
My family's pissed at me.
Please. Like that's new. Like that's new.
Oh, okay. What, Mike?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and you're going to imitate me. Bye.
No. I love you, Dennis. You know that. Oh, he's gone.
But there he goes. Tough love from Dennis Murphy.
I'm going to have to repair the bridge.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, it's Mike the TV boy now. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
You know, Mike, he's the guy who tapes TV and he calls us up and plays the tape.
I don't think it's him. I think it might be Regis Philbin.
Is this Regis?
Yeah.
Is this Regis?
Hello?
Is this Regis?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Regis.
Hey.
Hey. How are you doing today, Regis? What's new?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything to say to us today?
Well, yeah.
Well, go ahead, say it. What can we do for you?
Kathy Lee.
What about her?
She doesn't want to give it up.
Oh, you mean the job?
No. Yeah.
You mean the job or do you mean sex? Do you mean the job?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to give up the job?
She doesn't want to give it up.
Do you mean the job and sex?
Well, yeah.
So, you bang Kathy Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. How is she, Regis?
You don't have a thing for that one, do you?
No.
No. No, he doesn't.
All right, so she doesn't want to give it up. What else, Reg?
Let it go. Live with it.
Let it go. Live with it. Are you talking about Kathy Lee's condition?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. That's good advice for you, Regis.
Yeah.
You ever see her naked?
Well, yeah.
You have. You're just the hottest thing going, Regis. What else is new in your life?
We talked with Don Knotts yesterday.
Exciting.
Wow. What did that old fart have to say? I want to tell you something. We had him on this show. Even though we love Don Knotts, he was a worthless guest.
Even I had trouble watching.
I'm sure. Was he alive when you talked to him, Regis?
No.
No, he was dead. He was dead. You see dead people, don't you, Regis?
Hey.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Kathy Lee and Cody.
What about Kathy Lee and Cody?
Yeah.
What about them?
No, really.
No, really. What about Kathy Lee and Cody?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you mentioned their names, Regis, so you must have something to say about Kathy Lee and Cody.
Are you going to talk about them taking baths together?
Yeah.
At his advanced age?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a young boy now, and I think she still bathes him, right?
Well, yeah.
At least that's what I read in the tabloids, one of the tabloids that she's suing for calling him a monster.
Cody,
right. Right.
Yeah.
Cody Gifford. Right.
Kathy Lee and Cody.
Kathy Lee and Cody, that's right, her son.
Cody,
yeah. You don't have a whole lot of tape of Regis, do you?
No, really.
No, well, then play me some of the other tapes.
No.
Oh, come on.
Regis, is your friend Mike the TV icon boy not doing a lot of his homework?
Well, I don't know.
Sounds like it.
Let it go. Live with it.
Okay, we've already heard that one.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
No.
No, okay.
All right,
goodbye.
Yeah.
Do you not have a goodbye tape?
Hey.
He's scurrying.
Okay.
Regis is scurrying right now.
You know, he's about 2 out of 5 now that are okay.
Yeah. The last time, I forgot, I think it might have been Larry King, was a slam dunk winner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Sweet. This is Dickie.
Yes, Dickie.
Hey, I was at the show last night.
Yes, Don here.
How you doing, Don?
I'm here with Mike.
Hi, it's Mike here, Dickie.
I just want to know, what's the deal with the guy with the diaper? I mean, come on. Who wants to get up there with Dennis?
Just out of curiosity, Mike here, Dickie, when you were a small child, did they refer to you as Little Dickie?
No. You know who the Mighty Mighty Ballstones are?
Yes, Dickie.
Yeah, that's what it's from.
The Ballstones.
Big Ballstones fan.
Right. Thank you, Dickie.
Hey, got a quick question for you.
Yeah, Dickie.
The guy that was out in the crowd heckling Lisa, if he's listening, call in, give your real name, and a couple of us will go down there and take care of you.
Okay, Don here. I don't know what the F you're talking about. Thank you, though.
All right. See ya.
Mike here. Me neither.
Okay.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah. Yes, Buzz here.
Buzz, you the man.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
We love Lisa.
Yes. Bye, Dick.
Yes, see you.
Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Dickie.
Bye-bye. Time out. A break, and then we'll be right back.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, I want to play a game here in a second.
Very good.
Let's clear these lines out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I saw your show last night.
Really?
Yes, I was one of the girls in the feather boa.
Oh, I remember you girls.
Right. You look like one of those Sex and the City girls.
Sarah Jessica Parker
look-alike. Yes, right. That's who you look alike.
Yeah, you both look very nice, and you had your friend there. She also had a feather boa.
Yeah, we're entry-level stars.
Oh, are you really?
Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Well,
we just wanted to let you know we thought you were very sexy.
Really? Well, you should have played our reindeer games, honey.
I didn't think it would be fair to the other girls.
Yeah, Mike here, I really think that you should have jumped up on that stage and just cut loose.
Well, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Don here. You sure are hot.
Thanks, Don. Tammy here, so are you.
Buzz here.
Tammy,
I missed
your time, Buzz.
Well, I was locked out at the time. Sorry I missed you, Tammy.
All right, well, we'll send you a copy of the picture.
Great, thanks.
All right, good night, guys.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Well, now, this is the second time I've tried to speak to Thomas the Monster.
Well, you know, it's the second time that's happened today.
I tell you, phones are not always easy to operate.
Listen, before we play a game, I was just going through my packet, looking at, like, old phoners and old bits that we haven't done for a long time.
Yes.
And I do see something that we did one time on this show.
Okay.
And we really loved it, and we haven't done it since. So before we get to the Elvis Presley Jr. Psychic Network, I think if you look off to the left, you'll see a big helicopter.
Oh, my God.
And coming out of the helicopter.
Look at that.
It'll be Elvis and Elvis.
Elvis to Crinan, honey.
How do you like your bacon? How do you like your bacon, Jack?
Medium well.
Medium well. No, you gotta burn it.
Can you hold on a second, honey?
Hold on.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I wonder if
you're lonesome tonight.
Hello, honey.
This is not on your credit card, is it?
No, this is not. This is a 1-900 number.
All right.
Why are you screwing with my show, Scylla?
As long as Ken is paying for it.
I wonder if
you're lonesome tonight.
I wonder if I should unplug every radio in the house before I go to work every day.
You know what? I want to go to the website. I have a feeling that's why you told that guy to take those pictures off your website. Not for everybody else. I have a feeling that was for me.
I wonder if I'm married to a paranoid woman.
No, I don't know who you wouldn't want to see there. It's not like
I wonder if
you're not selling anything. It's free to give in.
I wonder if I should disconnect the hotline.
Wise men say only fools.
I wonder if you're intruding tonight.
No, I think it's about time you said goodbye to your friend.
She's a very nice lady, as you are.
Honey, let me have my fun with the phone hose.
No, I think you should...
Hold on a second, please. Hold on a second.
Are we going to conference them?
Hey, listen, I want you to say hello to a special person.
Okay.
This is my wife, Scylla.
Your wife?
My wife, Scylla.
Hi, Scylla. Hi.
Scylla, go ahead and talk. Scylla,
the boys have to be going. I know they've enjoyed themselves. And you.
Hey, Scylla, I wonder if you'd mind your own business tonight.
And you have a very sweet voice, and you sound like a nice lady, but, you know, you should say goodbye now, my darling.
I wonder if you'd go back to worrying about your own life.
Night.
I wonder if tonight.
Good night.
I wonder if you'd just let me do my freaking job.
What a nice lady. She said goodbye to y'all.
Hey, man, we got a bunch of people on the line. Let's all go to karate class, Jack.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And here we are.
Who's still left?
Oh, we're
you and me.
Oh, the wrong girl hung up.
Hey, Scylla hung up.
Now we got to fly out of here, Jack. Right.
Honey, our copter's taking off. We got to go.
Okay, take care.
I wonder if.
Bye, Leilani.
I wonder if.
Yeah, she's good people. See her in Florida. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
We're waving at the helicopter. Y'all take care.
Goodbye now.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
Freaks to carry luggage over the road, man.
I managed.
This helicopter can't get off the ground, Jack.
Oh, my God. Why are you waving, Mike?
So long. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going down.
Look out.
Sweet Jesus, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We're going to blow up. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I wonder if our plane's going to crash.
Hey.
I wonder if.
Oh, man. Look at
we're
that.
Burning to death.
That's it.
We're dead. I wonder if my wife could go through one show without calling me on the hotline.
Hey, look at this. See, we've risen from the dead. We are just like Jesus. That's amazing, man.
I wonder if my wife will ever leave me alone. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and
thank
gentlemen.
Thank you. We did
thank
enjoy you. That. I don't know. Yes. I don't know if anybody else out there loves it, but I know that. That could be a four-hour show as far as I'm concerned.
I'll tell you right now, there's nothing more fun than just talking like Elvis all the time. All the time.
Clear these lines out. Clear them out right now. I wonder if...
It's hard to stop, isn't it?
You'd like to win $500. The secret sound on the line now.
be the 100th caller for $500. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636.
These fellows are off the muscle. Don and Mike.
I wonder if... You call her 100. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Cello, who's this, please?
My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you calling from?
Leesburg, Virginia.
Beautiful. Call 100. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yes.
I wonder if you could be any less excited.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Well, tweak it up, Jack.
Okay.
Give us a little more, Jack.
Listen, hello. I'm serious. I'm dropping the Elvis now.
Uh-oh.
I'm serious. You're playing a radio contest here.
I hear you.
We need more enthusiasm. We need real, generous excitement.
Dude, I am ready.
All right, dude. You want a pair of tickets to see Rent at the National Theater on May 17. Get tickets by calling Telecharge. Everybody else at 800-447-7400. Okay, here we go. Have you heard the secret sound?
No, I have not.
Of course not. You know, I'm sorry, that was visual. That was something only for Mike. I raised my arms in the air, flopped on my mouth. Of course, you haven't heard the secret sound.
Yes, I mean, we've only played... How many times have we played that?
I don't know. 3 times a day, all week.
That's right.
And you've still not heard it?
No, sorry.
Why did you call? Did you know why you were calling?
Yes.
Why were you calling?
Caller 100.
Four.
To try to get the secret sound.
Okay, so he knows that at least. He knows that, which means he does have the concept that he is trying to win.
I wonder if...
Yes, sir.
There's any chance a dick like this can win this contest.
Wouldn't that be a great surprise? We would all be very, very, very excited if you...
I don't think there is a chance, but what the hell? You are the 100th caller. We will play the sound for you.
In order for him to win tonight, he would have to be a mastermind.
All right, we're gonna play the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Good luck. We wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The secret sound. I wonder if you'll have a legitimate guess at that secret sound.
And the odds are in my favor, man.
I wonder if, listen, for $500... What is that?
I said, who is that?
What is that sound?
Is it a staple gun?
Only been guessed about 5 times already.
Yeah, already been guessed, man. No, it's not, man.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, absolutely not. I'm sorry. You know, we just expect a higher level out of our radio contest players than we're getting from you.
Yes, someone who listens to the show more. Got to pay more attention.
All right.
Hey, go and play. You go and play. Enjoy your life, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Right, okay. God, guys like this piss me off.
I know, you want more.
Guys like this who call... You know, this is not like the guys just calling in to be a regular part of the chatting on the show.
No.
This is a radio contest player.
We're trying to feed our families here. Silence.
You know what? I'm sorry. F it. No soup for you.
No soup for me.
Right. Forget it. You're just worthless. I'm taking back the prize.
Okay.
We'll give it to charity.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hang up!
Oh, all right.
Oh. There you go.
Right.
It could be paralyzed with fear.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's old-fashioned dumb. Hello?
Old-fashioned dumb, man.
Hello.
Hello.
You didn't even know at that time.
No, you're right, I did.
That's what Elvis does to people. He gets inside of their body.
He's just old-fashioned dumb. Don and Mike, I'll let someone else play. Hello?
Yeah, he didn't have a clue, Jack.
Hello?
Can I be caller 100 in that day?
Yes, right, yes you can. Now, what is your name?
My name is Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Germantown.
See, this is all we require.
Right. Yes, and technically that caller was number 99.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so we made a mistake.
Oh, yay!
This
guy, listen, all I care about, this guy wants to play the game.
Absolutely.
I want to play the game. Right, you get the tickets for rent at the National Theater May 17th. Now.
Outstanding. We'll, I love rent.
All right, don't oversell it, Jeff. We'll give you the secret sound again. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
I'm going to do Robert Goulet, but don't shoot me.
Okay. Hey, we wish you Godspeed, man.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. An everyday sound. It is not a stapler gun.
You fool.
That's your $500.
The odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
That was outstanding.
Oh, yes!
Thank you. I love your energy, sir. I truly do.
Thank
God
you.
Damn it, I love your energy.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Now listen to that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to that.
Thank you. For $500, what does that sound?
It sounds like a aluminum pail or bucket being set down on the ground.
I'll tell you something.
Oh,
that's not correct.
We're sorry.
That is not correct, but that is...
Sorry.
Rob, would you say that's in the ballpark? Getting closer. You're getting warmer.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have another guess, but I'll wait for another.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Good contest player right there.
So, for those of us not in the know, technically, we just got somewhat of a hint.
Yeah, in a roundabout way you did.
Okay.
Yes,
that
yes.
was a clue for you.
Yes, that guess was a clue. And it's time for Buzz. Now, Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story? The fact that we brought back Elvis to Elvis on this show?
Well, it could be, but it's actually a love bug you can't catch having sex.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
personal.
Solve the riddle of the tale. Don and Mike.
That is if that's getting your money's worth on a commercial.
Jesus Christ. I wonder if we've ever limped through a live commercial with little as little effort as we just put into that one.
We simulated the Elvis energy right at the end when he was face down on the shag carpet.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. If somebody sends you an email entitled, I love you, don't open it, no matter who it says it's from.
Even if it's from...
Even if it's from...
Carmi?
Carmi. Mm-hmm. It's another computer virus. That's what that email is. The I love you or love bug.
I love you too.
Oh, thank you. The love bug virus, as it's being called, has started in Asia, spread to Europe yesterday, and...
Oh, I love you wrong time.
Hello, I love you. We paralyze all computers all over the world.
Moved into the U.S. today. Wait till you hear this thing's growing hair.
CompuServe.
Hey, I think I go to the front row at Dynamite Las Vegas Fest Show.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too.
The virus has already tied up communications between investment banks and foreign lawmakers. Experts say they were stunned by the speed and the wide reach of the virus. They're also stumped about a cure. The virus not only jams up email, it crashes computers and rewrites or writes over existing programs.
Didn't stop us from going to scatlove.com.
No, we made it safely through that.
You bet your pumpkin.
The FBI is now investigating the virus, trying to trace it back to its beginning. Experts say the person who started it did it to feed their ego. Some computers at the White House were down for a couple of hours today, prompting lawmakers to call for tighter security for government machines. In Kentucky, several hundred state-owned computers were shut down for several hours. The government in Florida was hit as well. The bug spread through New Hampshire's Office of Emergency Management, and it closed the Kansas Bureau of Investigation.
Computer crash. Buzz?
Yes.
Also, I wait to get your attention. Hold on, please.
Yes?
Don and Mike, Newsmaker Hotline.
Ah, very good.
I wonder if this is really the guy who won Dennis's duty-filled diaper. Hello, Chris.
Yeah.
Are you really the guy who won Dennis's diaper at the show last night?
Yeah, this is me, guys. What's up?
You really wanted it. You really got it. Now, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to get a little frame. It's about like a 3-inch gap in it. I'm going to have to buy some kind of caulk or something. That shit's going to have to be caulked around the side to keep the smell in.
So the important thing is you rode home with that in your car.
Hey, it was my buddy's car, and we had to put it in the trunk, and the windows were down the whole time.
This man walked off last night from our Las Vegas-style show with the adult diaper that Dennis Murphy filled
on stage.
Yeah, and you had to have the windows rolled down. It was that bad, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Dennis hurt my feelings last night.
Why?
After the show was over and I went to get the diaper, I had him sign it.
Oh.
Then he looks over at me and he's like, "You're one sick SOB."
No, I think right. I agree with Dennis there.
Good for Dennis,
he's right.
All right,
thanks. My feelings, man.
All right, thank you, Chris.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Imagine that rolling down the windows. Man, that's awful.
Holding out a diaper that's full of poop. Here, sign this for me.
Man, get that 3-inch frame.
Hi, Buzz. I'm sorry, we just had a newsmaker on the telephone.
A bulletin.
bulletin.
Looks like we've got another foreign kid on our hands. A 2-year-old boy from Thailand is being kept in the U.S. for now. He was supposed to have been deported today, but immigration says it's now trying to make sure he won't be abused when he goes home. Officials think the boy was used as a prop in a human smuggling operation. He flew into L.A. last month with a couple claiming to be his parents. The adults were apparently pretending to be in the U.S. for a vacation. They've since been deported for having bogus passports.
He was a prop, like Cody Gifford or Cassidy Gifford.
Very much like that. The INS says they want to make sure the boy isn't rented out again to another couple or another country. The ABC stations in New York and Los Angeles had so much success giving away 2,000 satellite dishes yesterday, they did it again today.
They are really sticking it to Time Warner.
ABC's way of getting back at that company for yanking the network off the cable this week. The giveaway even includes free installation. In New York, the 1,000 free dishes offered were snatched up in 2.5 hours.
That is just, you got to give them credit.
It's so Disney, but you got to know that Disney went to DirecTV and said, listen, you got to give us a rate like $25.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll pay you $25 for these.
They're splitting the cost down the middle. DirecTV pays for half the dish and ABC pays for the other half.
So really what you're getting there is just all the only reason, because there's really no financial gain involved directly.
They're just doing it to F Time Warner.
Absolutely.
To get people to be able to get their TV through the DSS rather than through the Time Warner in New York and L.A.
They also had 1,000 dishes to give away in Los Angeles. Gone in 30 minutes.
There you go.
Wow.
I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. Today, the ABC stations were planning to offer another 2,000 free dishes, half in New York and half in L.A.
Oh, man.
F Disney. I really want to say that.
Just a screw job.
Just F them.
Time Warner was at a disadvantage because they're a cable company, and everybody hates the cable company.
We should tell everybody, enjoy those satellite dishes, but just know one thing. In the long run, they're going to screw you somehow.
Right. Those dishes are dirty.
They're tainted.
And what you're getting when you watch TV off a Disney dish,
what?
You're getting everything that everybody else who's ever watched TV on a Disney dish gets.
Yeah. Diseased dishes.
Right. It's like sitting on a Disney toilet seat. You're getting everything that every other butt has sat on there.
And it starts with Michael Eisner's butt.
Oh,
right. All the way at the very beginning.
Right. It's like having sex with somebody. You're not just having sex with them. You're having sex with everybody they've ever had sex with.
Yeah, you enjoy your tainted dishes.
Well, NASA claims the world will not end tomorrow, even though the moon and 5 planets will line up on the opposite side of the sun from the Earth. Doomsayers claim that the lineup of the...
That would be great. I'd be for that. I'm so tired.
Yeah.
A 4-day week. The end of the world would be worth it for a 4-day week this week.
So you're rooting for Armageddon, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Armageddon means a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Doomsayers say the lining up of the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter, and Saturn can only mean one thing, the apocalypse. But NASA claims the world hasn't ended any of the other times that's happened. The scientific term for this is conjunction.
All right.
Conjunction. Buzz, hold on a second. I got a guy from Bakersfield, California, about your story about the satellite dishes.
Okay.
Kevin?
Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hi.
Yeah, I work for a communications company here in California, and they're giving those things away for free. The way they make their money is by people buying packages.
Right.
You can go to your local shop and get those for free, so all ABC is doing is just putting their name on it and throwing it out there.
Are they giving away any free service?
No, but they're throwing in the installation. The installation comes with the dish.
Yeah, but
that's how they do it. Here,
at this point, though, even a moron like me can climb up on the dish.
Right.
Climb up on the roof, rather, and hook up the dish. It's not that complicated.
So as far as the cost to Disney is negligible.
Zero.
They're paying half of the installation.
The dish plus installation retails for $198. What it is at cost, I don't know.
And if you go into any Sunday newspaper, you can find coupons that take at least half off that.
Right.
And if you see all the Drew Carey ads on TV for DirecTV, now you can get it virtually for nothing.
And remember, all those dishes covered with filth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, aren't you guys members of the Screen Actors Guild?
Right.
So how come you guys are doing a live commercial?
because we're scabs.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it only applies to
union shops.
Right. TV and like, didn't Tiger Woods just refuse to cross a picket line?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. There are no picket lines here stopping us from doing commercials.
Okay, guys.
And really, this radio station, our station in Washington, WJFK, it counts as a sweatshop. So we're not we don't have to adhere to any of the other rules.
I wonder if we're making 14 cents an hour. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Virginia's a right to work state.
Buzz, hold on. Let me do this, and we'll come back. More segments of Ethan's comment. Right?